for a while. Praise God. I would like to count this a grand privilege for me to stand here this morning. And I would like to thank our precious pastor, Pastor Chesa, for extending his invitation to me to come here. Praise the Lord. Pastor Chesa is besides being a pastor, he is a genuine Christian.
Pastor Chesa, panzi pekungova pastor, mukristu wemazvirokwazvo.
You know, there is a difference
when
somebody is doing something because it's something that you read, that the prophet says, you know, we must have love, we must do 1, 2, 3. There are people who do things because they read what the prophet said. But when it becomes part of your life, that you don't even know you are doing that, that's our pastor here. You know, I went, you know, to the passport office looking for my, to check if my passport was out.
And
he drove me there. And I said, no, pastor, you can go back. He said, no, I'm not going to leave you here. And I said, no, pastor, you can't, because look at the queues and what is going on here. He said, it doesn't matter. I'm here to fellowship with you. And we sat down for a long time. Waited for these queues and all this. You know, I was sitting there asking myself, who am I that I can sit with such a man of a great caliber in the Lord? But then I realized that it was so much of a joy for him to do that. And then I realized, you know, the reason is because this man is a real Christian. So we thank God so much for him. Pane nzvimbo dzokuti kana ukainvaitwa.
There are places that when you are invited to go to that place,
sanyanya kuda kuzvita munhu womweya.
Don't try to then look spiritual or too spiritual.
Ndichambonamata ndichitsvaga kuda kwaMwari.
That I want to pray first so that I seek the face of the Lord over this invitation.
Kuda kwaMwari ndiko kuno.
The desire of the Lord, the will of the Lord is this which is happening.
Ndokuda kunamata namata ko vakachinja vakangozoti all right muchinamata zowana vamwe brother veku UK.
How about whilst you are still waiting for God's answer, then they call back and say, no brother, don't worry.
Pane zvinhu
zvokuti another brother from the UK.
Ukangonzi, you know, can you come and preach? You know God, yes.
There are certain places that when an invitation has been extended, just say yes or enter.
I just want to thank you people. I would like to let you know this is my first time to be here. Of course, I came with the pastor just seeing around on a Monday morning. But it's very inspiring for any preacher, any person to come here and stand here. It is something, it's an experience that I would like to say I will think about in a long time to come.
chitiko chakanaka kukwanisa nguva yaupano womira pano chitiko chandichafunga nezvacho kwenguva yakareba.
I greet all the office bearers.
Ndokwazisa vabati vemahofisi vese.
I greet all the ministers that are here.
Ndichikwazisa vashumiri vamwe vese vari pano.
I would like to greet our sister Chesa.
Ndichikwazisa sister Chesa.
And the rest of you brethren that are here this morning.
Nemi nese hama muri pano zuva ranhasi.
May the Lord richly bless you.
Dai ishe vakuropafadzai.
I'm very proud to be identified.
Ndinonyatsofara kuverengwa pamwe chete.
With East Litebaneko.
Nevanhu vepa Eastly.
Praise God. May God, may we give God a healthy hand of praise. Most probably there is a lot of friends that are here that we know each other from back there. May the Lord richly bless you. I've come with my friends. I've got brother and sister Bamu. They are from Chitungwiza. From Pastor Matanga's church. I'm
going
to ask them to stand up. Praise God. So, amen. You may be seated there. I've also come with my friend, Brother Clopas.
Brother Clopas.
They call him Reverend Skosana. He normally comes for fellowship there where I stay at Brother Bamu's place. So we began to fellowship and we became friends in a short space of time. I'm
going
to ask Brother Clopas to stand on his feet. Praise the Lord. I'm going to bother him to stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I've got there is a lady that we came with. I've forgotten her name. She was always coming at Brother Bamu's place selling, you know, vegetables and other things. So we just started talking. And then she said, I would like to come to church this Sunday. I'm going to bother her. Can she stand? Praise the Lord. Where are you, my sister? There. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Then just close by where we stay with Brother Bamu. There is a man who became a special friend as well. He is a gifted man. You know, he's from the Pentecostal circles. But what surprised me is almost everything that he said was very true. You know, it's a strange thing that happened. The man walked out of his house. Brother and Sister Bam didn't even know him. I didn't even know him as well. So he walked straight into the yard. Then he said, I've been praying. Then something said to me, go to the next yard. There is a man in that yard. And go and tell him some things that God had told him. Saka ini munhu akadero ndinowanza kutsvaga Satan panenge achitaura paya.
So if you do that with me, the first thing I do is I investigate if the devil is not around.
So ndaitotsvaga Satan achitaura.
So I was really like
ndaiterera chaizvo
ndida kuvhura. And I was really listening attentively.
But ipapo ndakapwiswa.
But at that moment I came to the end of my wits.
Because almost everything, I cannot say almost, everything he said was right to the dot. And he even told me, if you doubt what I said, let me tell you what's going to happen in the month of February and the month of March.
Kana uri kupokana zvandirikutaura nazvo. Regade kudza zvichaitika muna February niko kudza zvichaitika muna March.
And then it actually came to pass.
Ndokumva zvatoitika zvakataura.
Then he told me, you know, I appreciate the ministry of William Branham so much.
Ndovandudza kuti shumira William Branham ndinoifarira zvakanyanya.
And he started talking about the prophet.
Ndokutanga kutaura pamusoro peprofita.
Before I even told him that I believe in the message of the hour.
Ndisana ndombomutaurira ndotenda mharidzo yenguva.
And then so we every time when I come to brother and sister Bamu, he comes, we are fellowshipping. Right now he's reading the Acts of the prophet, you know, where brother Perry Green is explaining the life of the prophet, and he is enjoying that very much.
So nguva yese yatinouya brother Bamu anouya tichiyanana pari zvimwe zvari kuverenga mabasa emuprofita sekutsanangurwa kwaanenge achiitwa brother Perry Green.
He has got a ministry just that just started.
Ane shumiro ichangobva mukutanga.
I believe it's spirit culture, something like that.
Ndinodavira ino spirit cultured.
Spirit culture. So we were having fellowship yesterday, then he said, you know what? I just want to come with you tomorrow wherever you are ministering.
Tanga tiri kuyanana nezuro achibva anditi ndoda kungouyawo ndione kwamuri kuparidza.
Praise the Lord. His name is Pastor Liberty Mwari Wangu. I'm going to bother him to stand.
Pastor Liberty Mwari Wangu, ndichakumbira asimuke.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you see, is happening and I know it's the will of God, it's for me to stand here this morning.
Kana paine chinhu chandisiri kutombopokana nacho kuti kuda kwamwari inyaya yekuti ndinge ndakamira panapa nhasi.
You know, Brother Clopas avo vakagara apo.
Brother Clopas seated there.
Vakauya kumba kwataita fellowship.
He came to where we were fellowshipping.
Pasina vaudza.
Without anyone telling him.
Vanetswa nehope.
He was just failing to get sleep. He was restless.
No, he had a dream that bothered him a lot. So he came. Then he said, brother, I had a dream. He had two dreams in one night. So the first one, he saw me sleeping on the sofa. On the couch. And I looked very tired. And he was trying to talk to me. So in the dream, he thought I was sick. So when he came to the house where Brother Bamu stays, he found me sleeping on a couch. Because the previous night, I had slept for a short time. Because we were busy in the Lord. So I was so tired. So he tried to speak to me, and then I was just turning and turning. Then he said, you know, I'm just amazed. This is exactly what I was dreaming last night. So I thought you were sick, so I came to investigate. So after that dream, he started to explain. He said, I saw you standing in Eastleigh Tabernacle. And it was like daytime, like on a Sunday. So you were standing on the pulpit, ministering. He said, the presence of God came down. That day, the pastor just confirmed to me, you know, you're coming.
Listen.
So then I knew that what he saw is this invitation for me.
To come.
And this year,
what I don't know is whether the Lord is going to come down or not. That bit, I don't know. What I know is it's God's will for me to be here.
I see my brother that's sitting there, Mukoma Wangu, Brother Mahachi, may the Lord bless you, and the wife. Praise the Lord. Amen.
They kept us for a long time in Mashingo.
Praise the Lord. Saka, children of God. Most probably this is the biggest congregation I've ever preached to in my life.
It's actually scary to be standing here.
Asi ndinokumbira nyasha kubva kumusoro kuna Mwari.
But I really request God's grace.
Kuti Mwari vatigonese.
So that God can give us the ability.
So the first part of the service,
tikamje kutanga che service,
we will just preach the word.
Tichaparidza shoko.
Then the second part of the service,
tikamje piri,
we'll pray for the sick.
Tichanamatira vanorwara.
In the afternoon,
masikati.
Praise God. Saka, I'm going to bother you to stand on your feet so that we read the scriptures here. I'm just going to speak about things that I've already spoken in other places. I'm just going to bring the very same subject here. So we'll open our Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verse 12. We're going to pick it up from verse 12.
Mark 11, 12.
Praise the Lord. Now the Bible says here, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet.
Zvino wakati achiona muonde uri kure uina mashizha, akaenda kwachiti zvimwe kuda ungawana chinhu chokudya pauri. Zvino achisvika pauri, haana kuwana chinhu, asi mashizha chete.
Verse 14, and Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it.
Akapindura akati kwauri, kusava nomunhu uchazodya zvibereko pauri nokusingaperi. Vadzidzi vake vakazvinzwa.
Let's go to verse 20.
Tinde pandima 20.
And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remember and said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou carest is withered
away.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he
saith.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Saka ndinoti kwamuri, zvinhu zvose zvamunonyengeterera nokukumbira, tendai kuti muchazvigamuchira mugova nazvo.
Verse 25, very important. Let's watch this verse. It says here, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you for your trespasses.
Kana mukamira muchinyengetera, kanganwirai kana muine ane mhaka nomumwe, kuti baba venyu vari kudenga vagokukanganwiraiwo.
Verse 26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Asi kana musingakanganwiri imi na baba venyu vari kudenga.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, you may be seated. Let's open our Bibles. Let's open our Bibles to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 15, verse
21.
The Bible says, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
Zvino Jesu akabva ipapo akaenda kumativi enyika yeTire neSidon.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
Zvino tarira, mudzimai weCanaan wakabva kunyika iyo akadana achiti, Ndinzwireiwo ngoni Ishe, mwanakomana waDavhita, nokuti mwanasikana wangu wakabatwa kwazvo nemweya wakaipa.
But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us.
Asi haana kupindura kana neshoko rimwe chete. Ipapo vadzidzi vake vakauya vakakumbira kwaari vachiti, Ko mudzingei, nokuti unodanidzira kushure kwedu.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Asi akapindura akati, ndakangotumwa kumakwai akarasika eimba yeIsrael.
Give me the next verse. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me.
Izvino iye akauya akanamata akati, Ishe, dondipatsirai henyu.
But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Asi iye akapindura akati, hazvina kukodzera kutora chingwa chevana kwava kuchikandira kuimbwa.
And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Asi iye akati, Hongu, Ishe. Asi kunyange zvakadaro, imbwa dzinodyawo zvimedu zvinodonha kubva patafura yevana vatenzi.
Verse 28, And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Zvino Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, Haiwa mudzimai, tenda kwako kukuru, zvaunoda ngazviitwe. Mwanasikana wake akamba apora panguva iyoyo.
Let us go to the book of Acts.
Ino bhuku remabasa.
Acts chapter 3.
Mabasa 3.
Verse 1. The Bible says here, Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour.
Zvino Petro na Johani vakakwira kuenda kutemberi nenguva yekunyengetera nguva yepfumbamwe.
Verse 2, And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Zvino mumwe murume wakanga akaremara kubva padumbu ramai vake, wakanga atakurwa, vachimuisa zuva rimwe nerimwe pamukova wetemberi wainzi wakanaka, kuti akumbire zvipo kune vanopinda mutemberi.
Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked in arms.
Iye wakati achiona Petro naJohani woda kupinda mutemberi akakumbira kuti apuhwe chipo.
And Peter fastening his eyes upon him with John said, Look on us.
Zvino Petro akamutarisa naJohani wakati titarire.
And he gave heed unto them expecting to receive something of them.
Zvino iye akavaterera achitarisira kupuhwa chimwe chinhu navo.
Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Asi Petro akati, Sirivha nendarama hatina, asi chandinacho ndinokupa.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Akamubata noruoko rwake rworudyi akamusimudza.
And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
And
all the people saw him walking and praising God. Praise the Lord. And they knew that it was he which was set for arms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
Vakamuziva vakati ndiye uya waigarira zvipo pamukova wegedhe rakanaka wetemberi. Vakakatyamara zvikuru nokushamiswa nezvaakaitirwa.
Shall we bow our heads? Precious Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we would like to thank you. My God, any man who went to school can read the word. Father God, but it takes you to interpret that word, Lord. Father, the prophet says, the word of God is of no private interpretation, but the manifestation is the interpretation thereof. We pray this morning, may you come, Lord, and take your word and break it up amongst your people, Lord, and share it amongst them, Lord, and inspire those that need to be inspired, Lord. Heal the sick in our midst. Take a man and put him aside. We are tired of hearing from men, but I pray this morning, if I find favor in your eyes, take me and hide me in your pavilion this morning. As what the singer says, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. I pray this morning that you bring down a super anointing and just come, my God, take your gift and use it once again for your glory. Father, Lord God, may we speak this morning and say, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way? It is my prayer this morning that, Lord, may you answer every question in everybody here this morning, my God. Father, heal the sick this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Father, that at the end of it all, we shall be careful to give the glory, the praise and honor back unto you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, believing. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. How many are happy to be in the house of the living God? Praise God. For a title, I would like to say the blueprint of the apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. I would like to say the blueprint this morning of the apostolic ministration. You know what the prophet says here? From the message, give me here the Ephesian church age. Give me the church age book, chapter 3,
book
67:1, where he starts by saying, Those scholars may tell you. Hallelujah. I just hope you're going to pick it up. But the prophet says here, those scholars may tell you the apostolic age is over. Don't you believe it? Such a statement is wrong on two counts. First of all, it is wrong to suppose there aren't any more apostles. Praise God. Just because the original 12 are dead, an apostle means a sent one. And there are many sent ones today, but they are called missionaries. As long as men are being called and sent forth with the word of life, there is an apostolic age going on. Secondly, they refer to an age of manifested Holy Ghost power as being over, since the Bible has been completed. That is untrue. There is not even one scripture that suggests that. But many conclusively state otherwise. Here is our proof that both of these charges are false. Acts chapter 2, verse 38-39. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise of power with The promise of power with which the apostles were endued at Pentecost is to you, Jews.
Vimbiso, yesimba, simba rimwero rakazadza vapostora vapentecost nderenyu imi vajuda.
And your children, Jews.
Vana venyu majuda.
And to all that are far off, Gentiles.
Nevamwe vese vari kure marudzi kunze.
And to as many as the Lord our God shall call, both Jews and Gentiles.
Nevese vachazodaidzwa naMwari vese majuda nemarudzi kunze.
Until he stops calling,
kuzosvikira Mwari vamira kudaidza vanhu,
the Pentecostal message and power will not cease.
Simba rePentecost nemharidzo yePentecost hazvisi kuzomira.
What the church had at Pentecost is an inalienable right.
Zvanga zvine kereke paPentecost ikodzero yekereke isina unogona kuitora.
Originally,
pamavambo,
comma, she had the pure word of God.
Kereke yanga ine shoko rakachena raMwari.
She had the power of the Spirit.
Ine simba remweya.
Manifested in diverse signs and wonders and gifts.
And
gifts of the Holy Ghost. My! I am done. I am done. Let me tell you. Praise God. God has never changed. And he will not change. God has never failed. And he will not fail. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah! If Peter came in a certain way and received something from God, if I come the same way today, I must receive what Peter received. Hallelujah! Or else it was wrong in the beginning. But God can never be wrong. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if you come this morning the same way that Peter came, if you come this morning the same way that Paul came, you gotta receive exactly what they received back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Praise God, amen! Hallelujah! In the scripture reading, where we read in the book of Acts, the Bible starts by saying, now Peter and John, I watch very small things. Why is the Bible starting by saying now? There is a reason. Let me give you a small background in case you are not aware. When Jesus left, he told them, the apostles, he told the disciples, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The word tarry means wait. Go and wait in Jerusalem. Don't go and preach. You must not go and minister. Don't go and speak in tongues. Don't go and prophesy. Go and wait. But the waiting was supposed to be until. We have got to wait until. Wait until. Wait until. Until you are in joy with power from on high. Wait in Jerusalem. In the upper room. Wait in Jerusalem. Until you are filled with power from on high. They went and began to wait. 120 people. 120 bottles. Right in the upper room. Waiting to be filled. And God said they are ready. They were waiting. And waiting. And waiting. And waiting. And I want to say this morning, never get tired of waiting. You must wait. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They were waiting right in the upper room. Let me tell you, maybe you are waiting for your answer. Maybe you have been praying and praying and praying and praying. Your prayer was not in vain. Wow, this day. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Then God came down like a rushing mighty wind and filled the 120. He separated himself as tongues of fire and he began to fill everybody. And out they went, anointed, inspired, ready to be on duty. Let me tell you right now, you're going to walk out of here inspired, anointed, and ready to be on duty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You will never go back the same way you can. Let me tell you, today is the day. Let me tell you right now, today is the hour. Let me tell you right now, up in the balcony, this is your day. Hallelujah. 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 I'd like to see some fire right up there and right down here. God has got to move. This is your day. This is your hour. Hallelujah. Oh my. They were filled. And they came out staggering, going. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the verse begins by saying, now, Peter and John. And let me tell you, I would like to say this morning, now. Hallelujah. There is a reason why that word now is there. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Now, Peter and John. The prophet says Peter represents faith, and John represents love. It was a combination of faith and love. And wherever there is faith, we have to begin by saying now. Because now faith is. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is not next week. Faith is now. Right now. Right here. Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! You are not going to tell me that you're going to wait for the end of the service. You are not going to tell me you're going to wait for the preacher to lay hands. No, sir! Now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. I challenge every spirit. Spirits from lineages. I challenge every disease. I challenge every disease. I challenge cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. I challenge HIV in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I challenge your condition. I challenge asthma. I challenge asthma. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. I don't care for how long you've been sick. I challenge TB now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care for how long. I challenge every bone disease. Right now. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Hallelujah. Now Peter and John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a combination of faith and love. Let me tell you from the message, the stature of a perfect man. Right in that pyramid, right at the bottom, we have got faith. But right in the headstone, right in the capstone, there is love. Peter is in the foundation. And John is right in the capstone. Wherever you've got a foundation and the capstone, you must know something is about to happen. Let me tell you where Peter and John meet. Something has got to happen. Something has got to happen. And there is love here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! My God! My! Oh God! Hallelujah! Let me tell you, you can never have faith until you have got love. You have got to have love first. Then faith comes in to begin to work. Hallelujah! That's why Jesus says, when you pray, forgive. If you do not forgive, your Father which is in heaven will not forgive you also. And when you pray like that, all things are possible. You shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast yonder. The first thing you've got to do is to love. You've got to love your pastor. You've got to love your deacon. You've got to love the trustees. You've got to love your brother and sister here. You've got to love your wife. You've got to love your husband. Then you are ready to do exploits. Give God a healthy hand of praise. Oh my! Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me read something here. I hope the brother is going to pick it up for me. Give me the message, fellowship. 560212.
560212.
E5. It starts by saying, now, comma, we have great things that, now, comma, we have great things that we can do. We have great things. There we go. Now we have great things that we can do in the realm of faith. Faith works great things for us. And if you, brethren here, get in your, and you can't have faith till you have love, that's just all there is to it. You just perfect love cast out all fear. And you, as long as you got fear, you can't have faith. So you got to have love first. It drives all fear out. And then faith comes in, takes the place of fear. So when you have that, you are coming right along. There is a squatter that stays in the life of people. That squatter is called fear. As long as you got fear, you can have, never have faith. But there is a policeman. There is an agent who can get this squatter out. He is called perfect love. Perfect love. When love comes into your life, it kicks fear out. Then there is somebody who comes in to take that place. He is called faith. Because love and faith works together. Peter and John
Peter and John
works together. Peter can do it
Peter
without John. Neither John will do it without Peter. There's got to be a combination. It has got to be love and faith. When that happens, then you are ready to do exploits. The prophet says, I have got to get into the shoes of the person that I'm praying for something to happen. Otherwise, it's impossible. We have got to get into each other's shoes. Then when it's like that, we are ready to do exploits. Now watch. Peter and John.
Peter and John
is their first experience. They have just come out of the upper room. They are apostles. They are going to minister. But I guess as they were walking, they started to discuss, how are the people going to know that surely we have been sent by God? What if they are going to disagree? As they were walking towards the temple, they came to the temple called, to the gate called Beautiful. And there was a man sitting there, lame from his mother's womb. Then I guess they started speaking and said, you know what? For it to be easier for us, we have to start here.
Let's start right from the gate.
Yeah.
If we manage to leave a mark
here, rubber stamp.
We need to leave a mark.
We need to start here. Right by the gate. Katango beza pano.
The moment we're done with this,
mukata mjatine.
Inside there it won't be.
Shirega tito tangira ipo pano.
Let's start right here.
And it is simbata piwa kana.
Isn't we've been endured with power
from on high. Then we have to start here.
We don't want to
practice when we are
on stage. Let's
see.
And let's see if this will work.
We need to see
let's see if the power is working.
We need to practice. We need to
practice.
Let's
rehearse a bit.
Right
by the gate.
Start with this.
Let him be healed.
Right.
This sick person is
not true.
We will
react. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says they fastened their eyes on to this man who was lame from his mother's womb. Now I've got one question.
Who are these people that were bringing this lame man to the gate?
Why were they leaving him by the gate? They would carry a man lame, bring him to the gate of the temple. They go inside to worship.
Whilst
for what reason? Why were they not taking him inside?
Let me tell you why.
She comes there inside the temple. Jesus was not in there. Wherever there is no Jesus, there is no vision. There is no life. Let me tell you. Wherever the omnipotent is, the miraculous will always take place. I'm so glad what I'm preaching here, my pastor believes it here.
Right?
We had a long time of fellowship. I know what he stands for. I know his ministry. I've been following it. Even on the net. Most of what I do is inspired by him. You might not know, but he's also my pastor, if you didn't know. I really know what he stands for. And I know what he believes. That's why I'm free to preach like this. Let me tell you, they had to rubber stamp by the gate.
One
Avaita Juti Roster.
There was a Judy Roast actually.
Rokutakura chirema ichi.
Judy Roast of carrying the lemon.
Kuti vhiki rino ndisekuru shepherd.
That this week Uncle Shepherd carries the lemon.
He knows whatever.
Then next week.
This Stuart.
It will be Stuart.
Ndiwe uri kusenga sekuru
awo. Stuart, you are the one carrying this man.
Vatomboindirana naro kuti aiwa 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 mandinyanyira vakomana ngatidzokere paroster apa ndiwe o wazviona vatinotakura vachisiya pagedhe. Let me tell you, the prophet says, why are people so tossed about? He says, because they have never entered into the Holy of Holies. They are always left outside, right by the gate. And I want to tell you this morning, God is not happy with borderline believers. Don't be left by the gates. You have got to get inside. Get into the temple. Get into the Holy of Holies. Receive your blessing. Don't be left by the gates. But when Peter and John came, they fastened their eyes. And immediately, they said, look on us. Hallelujah. Silver and gold we have got none, but such as we have, we give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Silver and gold we have none, but such as we have, we give you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You can receive whatever you want. Let me tell you, you can receive it now. Maybe you have got loved ones that are sick. You're gonna not wait for the end of the service, but you can receive right now. Such as we have, we give you right now. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
If we start,
gamchira.
People will just say, ah, we used to them. That's what they say. I was in Mashingo, and the PA system wasn't working well. I felt a holy indignation. I don't want to see this PA system now.
I give you a PA system in the name of Jesus. Deacon Agabashi, manya
unokuzo mbundikira ruoko. And then the deacon rushed and Mangwana
Arch.
The following morning, the pastor was called
Australia.
By somebody in Australia.
It
had been 3 years since they last spoke. Then he said, did you buy a good PA system?
Takatenga but ine ma problems.
Then the pastor said, yeah, we bought but it's got problems.
Chitsvagai the most expensive.
Then he said, no, go and get the most expensive.
Because ndine mari iri kungondivava.
I have money. I don't know what to do with it.
Munhu wacho akatopa PA system iyoyo.
That person that gave them that PA system.
Munhu una wa brother Mahasha ari
papa. Young brother to brother Mahasha.
Saka handitauri izvi kunyepa.
So I'm not just speaking lies.
Proof yacho iri pano.
Umbo uri
pano. Mukoma wacho uyo wakagara apo.
There is the bigger brother.
Izvozvi mufundisi wakarotuma vanhu.
Right now the pastor is
saying, "Kuchindai indai South Africa."
He says, "No, go to South Africa."
Murume akati rova is quotation.
He says, "No,
Kamarova."
Quotation.
Mondi tumira ini.
They send it to me.
Ni release mari yacho.
I want to release the fund.
From then vato release mari iyoyo.
Don't to
yato vako mari iyoyo.
That money is there.
Ivo vaenda kunosangana nemari yacho.
They have gone to South Africa.
Kuti vatenge PA system. Hallelujah. Rozaka. Hatiiti zvitevedzerwa kaizvo.
We don't just pretend.
Hatiiti zvemareceive asipo.
We don't copy and say receive.
Uga watati receive.
If you hear me tell you to
kune
receive.
Kune zvadero kuti itaura.
Something has told me to tell you to receive.
Hallelujah! Vakomana ndakazoona kuti mwari uya mamiriro ake haana kunyatsokunzwisika nevanhu vakati wandei wandei. Mushandiro wake unotinetsei.
I realize that the working of the Lord, not many people realize or understand it.
Pana sister vanga vakagarwa nemweya.
And then sister, she was actually possessed by a devil.
Handi munoziva kuti zvikwambo zviriko.
You know they are goblins for real. I just wanted to preach. I didn't want to talk about all this. A goblin will abuse the house and the daughters in the
especially
house,
my
and none of them will be
confessing.
And especially this
sister
will be afraid of confessing to the husband that a certain goblin comes here every day. I've actually come to dismantle that. I am a Karanga tribe. So I really want, you know, Karanga instead of Zezuru.
Aninzara has a serious eye. Kana uchiri kunzwa nzara ndinotombota sadivi. Pati kana wazhara manje. Dozi zakuti apa paipa. Mupei sadza nokukasira. Saka tauya kuzogwejenura.
So we have got to totally dismantle.
Ndinogona kukurova nevhoko reshona rekuti unosara kuti.
I can actually use some kugwejenura. I want to dismantle.
Makawanda kudai hapa gwejenuka zvimwe zvino.
You are too many. So many things must be dismantled here.
Uko kumusoro kwaida ma rails anodai.
Right in the balcony, we may need rails.
Because kunogona kuwa munhu achiwira
pa. To preserve people from falling.
Auruswa nechinourusa.
Because something can make them jump from where they are.
Nekuti kana Mwari wototanga hadzori svimbo.
Because when God does something, nothing can hold him back.
Hallelujah! Ndoda kumboskana zvakanaka naka.
I'm just taking a good scan of the building.
Tikapedza totanga kushanda nemweya inenge yakasunga vanhu.
And when I'm done,
kuti varegedzwe. Haugoni kuramba wakabata.
It's not possible.
Kana shoko raMwari rataura.
When the word of God has gone forth,
chaicho chinotodzinga mweya isvina ishoko.
That which takes out evil spirit is the word.
Because the neta nevanhu vezvipo.
Because we are tired of gift holders.
Vanototora advantage yevanhu.
Those people are abusing people.
Ringoi munhu waMwari mubvisei shangu. Poita unongosunungura shangu. Mubvisei zveimwe shangu veriwe munhu waMwari. Mirandikudze. Tose tiri vanhu waMwari shamwari.
All of us, we are children of the living God.
Hakuna zvinhu vanhu waMwari. Shoko raMwari ndo rine simba.
The word of God is the one that carries the power.
Kwete munhu.
Not somebody.
Munhu wekuti ukauya pakati peusiku ngonono yaanenge achirova sounoda.
Because that man that worships the man of God will snow amazing.
Vanenge vamwapo. Kumwa uku kunodai. Munhu shama.
A person is just who he is.
We just want to talk about the
anointed
prophet.
Anointed by the prophet.
Uri biko uyo.
Anointed by the prophet.
Kahomana. Hey. Uyo moto uyo tarata zvakaita uri pano. Uyo moto uyo.
Just look at the fire.
Ndakatoshamisira zvino madhimoni anotomuziva moto uyu nai.
I didn't know that even devils.
Chero uri pabepa.
Pillar of fire.
Moto uri pabepa so unoona richi.
Dhimoni richikudzara. The demons will run away.
Hallelujah! Vakomana. Tarisa maziso acho.
Just look at the eyes.
Unotoona oga kuti pasina kumira zvakanaka.
You can see that there was trouble.
Yakatorwa pane hondo.
This photo was taken during a time of crisis.
Manje mapila of fire yako yanotogwa uchidya sadza nemudombo. Pila of fire yakati white kuita se fluorescent.
Not this pillar of fire that we see when men are busy feasting on the apostle Santa. We don't want that. Let's leave it.
Let me tell you something. This message has got power.
This word has got power.
This is the only vindicated message where God and came and put a stamp. He put his signature. That pillar of fire.
So
that you know
that this
is Jehovah Marinda Mtuma.
He
had what we call the messianic sign.
Don't you know that this is Jehovah Messiah?
Kwete ma discernment edu mamwe.
Not some of these discernments that we see.
Don't ask uti. Urukuone itaura. Chija urukuone.
It's people just pretending to be discerning when they are guessing.
Ungati nyu. Don't ask uti gumbore mwiri. Unoona sekuti. Ujiri kutamba.
The moment you start saying, I think I feel, you're still kidding.
He could synchronize heaven and earth. My!
It's proving difficult to go forward.
Right.
Now let's try to preach.
Now Peter and John, when they got there, they saw this man sitting there. They said, look on us. Hallelujah. Silver and gold we have not, but such as we have, we give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up! The prophet says, the Christ is sitting at the right hand side of the Father. There is a light shining from the right hand side of the countenance of Christ on the cloud. He says we are sitting at the amen side of the Father. That's why you and me are sitting tonight, this morning. Because why? Even the thief on the cross, the one on the right hand side, is the one who was saved. Because God loves you. You were chosen. You are sitting on his right hand side. Let me tell you, right there, Peter extended his hand and pulled him up. This man started leaping and walking and praising God. Maybe right now as we are preaching, you are still leaping. You are not properly walking. But let me tell you, let me prophesy, at the end of the service, you will be walking. Because when Jesus comes, there must be something that happens. Let me tell you, today is your day. Only believe all things are possible. We are not here to play, but we are here for serious business. We have come to worship God.
You
left your home and said,
Father, talk to me. Is that what you said in your prayer? So whatever is being spoken, that's your father talking to you.
You have got to receive. We prayed for a certain sister.
I prayed in the name of Abraham, and the spirit of the goblin let her go. Then the spirit started speaking. And I know we're leaving now. Then they said, no, let me visit my parents
Because your blessing is here in Mashingo. And I go, but your blessing is here in Mashingo.
You can go to Harare as Robert Fatsarago in Mashingo.
We had prayed for her envelope, her applications. The following, the moment she dropped off Pambaria, SMS Nova Yapinda, because Makoro Koto Wana Nzimbo Pamo against the teacher's
college.
Because Mwaya Uya Audi competition.
Because that spirit has not
Audi competition. That spirit.
It does not want you to prosper.
Kanabane chun jino itu wanechi kwamu. Kukonzeresa gakava mba.
A goblin will bring disharmony. You spend the whole day agreeing with your husband. But if you disagree,
because we are sinner.
Because they have already entertained
each other.
We are working with it now. If you are possessed,
Uchirota, upe,
and you are dreaming,
uchishanyirwa, Sister, nyaya yako yaperera muno nasi.
Sister,
inotoperera
pa.
Iko zvino right now.
Right now.
Nakushaisa mukana chikwambo chimwe yaisvina yasekuru inobva makomo ndo inofanira kuparara mukati meimba
iyi. We want to destroy those goblins, those ancestral spirits.
You can never be held anymore.
Hatidi kumapakana.
Ndakasvika kwamutare kwa pastor Dakwazikiu rakadai
so. Zvikana
pastor ikapo iyi vanogara pane problem vanogara vachinetsana.
Pastor told me,
regai kuone kuti chii.
They are always in
trouble. Kundodai ruoko boom.
Dimoni
raakutaura panasiza zvikanzi uyu takamupuhwa kubva achizvarwa.
Ndakatoshamisika kuti akatsvakirei. We are amazed this woman wedded because we were given this woman from birth.
She is a sister with a hair not cut clean.
Ndiye azvanzi yakachena ine bvudzi risina kugurwa. Ichitofambawo zvakanaka sasista.
Madbaita mwana waMwari apa. But mweye svina haina basa neizvozvo.
But
the people's
spirits
care whether you do not like a sister.
Demons really study.
That is, this
church
has too much fire.
So, as demons, let's agree, we'll be shouting an amen as
well. Don't cut your hair.
Because if you show that you are
in, you will be changed away. Get
a little corner and sit in here quietly. Don't fight too much. Because you might be chased away. So don't speak too much.
Let him go to church.
But
in your life you
don't prosper. This happens.
Because in my life now which I was in God,
because these evil spirits don't
want
to see you,
you are free.
Don't want to see you prosper.
You will begin to worship God if you are free and happy.
And
that spirit does not like that. But I want to tell you today, we're going to break all those spirits. Today, we'll break every chain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge every spirit right now.
To let go of the children of God.
I'm speaking to that
company.
Right now.
The evil spirits must leave.
Peter and John. Praise God. They began to go inside. And this man began to follow them. I don't have a verse that says this man went back home. What I know, he began to follow them. Because why? These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That was Mark 16 in action. And they began to walk in there. They didn't want to explain a lot of things. Because the manifestation is the interpretation thereof. They had to start with a blueprint. They had to put a stamp. And they began to walk in there. When they got inside, this man was praising. He was jumping up and down. The Bible says the people inside the temple realized it was him who was sitting by the gate, and they began to worship and praise because the man was healed. Let me tell you right now, people will realize the problem that has been holding you is gonna go, and you will worship, you are going to praise. Because God has visited you today. This is your day of visitation. Your life will never be the same again. And as they started worshiping, they started to praise God. He was inside the temple. Let me tell you what happened. Let's read Acts chapter 4. Ndoda kumanya so that tigo vata vara chop chop.
Would like to quickly finish.
Don't want to over preach here. Thank you,
Pastor.
Verse 10. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the
at the beautiful
gate. All
right, okay, fine. That is Acts chapter 3. Let's go to Acts chapter 4. Give me verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, vachiri kutaura
nevanhu
mutembere, Peter na John.
In the temple, this is Peter and John.
Hallelujah! The priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people.
They were grieved.
Peter and John were in the temple.
Peter and John were right in the temple. Somebody had been delivered. But outside, there are people coming who are coming into the
temple.
Whilst Peter and John are still teaching the people, there was chaos because of the The word traveled while they were still in the temple.
Your healing inside here will cause the source of your problem tonight.
Your grandmothers, in your rurals there, those that are in Zimba,
mbuya na sekuru vako iwe,
your grandparents,
kana tete,
or your auntie,
kana mweye makomo,
or those spirits living in your mountains,
ne hama zako,
the spirits that were brought
to you by your relatives, they will know it is like
this.
The
moment you get healed, they will know.
Uchaona tuma SMS.
You will start receiving SMSs.
Goda kwakana kere koko.
Then you'll be like,
it's
all well.
Kuchikona kunaga nei.
Iwe kana wopindura woti, why would it be well?
Umurukumboite iko koko kuharare mazuva anoya.
Then they'll start asking, what are you really
because
doing in
Arab?
They would have been bombed
that time.
Whilst you are still here.
You know, these people, you know what is surprising me is this.
Am I reading well?
These people, give me the verse in English there. Being grieved that they taught the people. Taught the people and preached through Jesus. The resurrection from the dead.
This gospel of resurrection. People don't love it. People want you dead.
Wafa.
If you are dead, be dead for good.
Angachida kuti kana warwarariro fa.
The devil,
no vangeri ra Satan.
Iri
rinoti wabora iri.
But this gospel
haridikanwi.
Brings healing your way.
But ndoratauya naro.
But that's the gospel.
Rinoti bora.
That you must be healed.
And nhasi uri kupora.
And today you will be healed.
Zvako zvechirwere chemoyo icho.
Your heart is
chinofanira kukuregedza nhasi.
That disease must let go of you today.
Unoita moyo urima moyo here. Unotopora chet.
You'll be healed today.
Hakuna iyoyo.
There is nothing.
You are going to be healed today.
Unotopora nas.
Kwete mangwana.
Not tomorrow.
In this place.
Munzvimbo iyo iyo.
In this place.
Imo muno.
In this place.
Imo muno.
Today.
Nasi.
Now.
Yes,
you will be healed. Because Jesus died on the cross. Your healing was 2,000 years ago. What you need to do is to rise up in faith. You got to believe tonight. Believer, believe. You must believe that you are healed.
He
is the high priest of our confession. What you confess by your own mouth is what he's going to stand for. If you say, I am healed, it's over. Now, you must confess that you are free, and you must be free. Now you must be free. Whosoever the Son of Man says free, is free indeed. You've got to be free right now, today, here, now. You've got to be free, my brother. You must be free, my sister. Free from bondages. We are breaking every spirit. Spirits from lineages. I challenge your headache in the name of Jesus Christ. You must be healed. You must be healed. You must be healed. Right now, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. And the chain has got to be broken. The chain has got to be broken. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
This issue that you will not get married. When we realize that there is plenty of courtships coming here,
Panwa, takatarisa.
Whilst right in your eyes,
maskat machena madongi achikuma.
Right in your eyes before you in broad daylight.
Iwe ndiwe aruzororwa manje.
You are the person who get married.
Kana pane munhu aruzororwa ndiwe manje.
If somebody who get married, it's you.
Kana pane acharorwa ndati ndiwe.
If somebody who get married, it's you.
Brother, munotoroora chete.
Brother, you are going to get married.
Munotoroora chete.
You will get married.
Kana matoita nharo brother ka.
If you want to argue,
togona kupai sister vacho izvo zvine zaraja.
We can give you the sister now.
Togona kukupai.
We can actually give you the sister now.
Indo andozotendeka ina. Oh, okay.
If you start with me, I want to only point at you.
Togona kukupai. Togona kukupai, sister vacho izvo.
We can give you the sister now.
Brother. Kwete sister chete.
Not just the sister.
Toba na kupai, ne mari yekunorora.
And we'll give you the money for dowry.
Ne sister chete.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kwete ne mari yekunorora chete.
Not just money for
dowry. Kupai ne mchato wacho.
And we'll give you the wedding.
Kana mune nharo ne ringi dzacho dzemuchato.
And if you continue arguing, kana maramba
maramba muchita nharo ne imba yacho.
And we'll give you the house.
Kana mune nharo.
And if you continue arguing,
ne property iri mukati membara.
Property in your house.
Kana une nharo ne motikari yakatopaka mugarage
right. And a car in the garage.
Hallelujah! 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 When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! You got to be free, my sister. You got to be free, my brother. Let me tell you, no matter what it is, it might be cancer, it might be HIV, it might be, I don't care what it is, it has got to go in the name of Jesus Christ as we speak with challenge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can see a big crack in the kingdom of the devil. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We are pushing. We want the wall to fall to
the wall. Yakavakwa idone.
It is.
Vakatora zita rako.
They will take your name.
Ndokuvavarisa muhari.
Then they put it in a,
ndokutora bute.
In a clay pot and then they put
ndokutanga kudeketera vachidonedza bute.
And they started offering your name.
Abudiri.
That this person will
doctor hari yacho.
Then they took that clipboard and they went up the mountain.
Kunoisa mubako.
And put it in a
cave. Ndokuvhara nematombo.
And they closed there with water.
Asi ndikuda kuti ndichitaura so pai putike.
Yeah. I want to say today that clipboard is broken.
Ndikuda kuti paputike.
That clay pot is broken.
Hallelujah! Somebody's got to be free today. 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 Now!
Yes, you know.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, Uriwe Mande Pamsoro,
Aujainike. You are from a higher class.
Unoza, Chirukundi Boa, Satan Aruda Gutere.
What pulls me is the devil wants to look down on people. He is looking down on people, taking you for granted.
Kana, usimunhu wemangamanga.
You are not a cheap person.
Izozi wakagara ipapo.
Right there kutu, where you are sitting.
Butsura Satan.
You must kick the devil.
Umutaure.
And tell him.
Utaure kuti buda ma finances angu.
Tell the devil to leave your finances.
Buda ma finances.
Diabolo,
buda.
Siye mari yako.
Unoza kune dzimwe mari dzinongo henga so.
There is money that just won't come your way.
It looks like it's about
there, then suddenly it fails.
Do pandiri kudakana kuti Satan anga akabata akaisa maoko, ndikuda kuti maoko a Satan atange kubvira moto.
We want to set fire.
Arekeze marepafadzo.
That devil's word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Peter and John got into the temple,
Peter and John were up in the temple,
and they said, "We are here, we are sent from the presence of God." Because how do we know? Because check this. These signs shall follow them that believe. You know, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, going to Canaan, there was a fire by night, which was a pillar of fire. As it was moving, they were moving, following it. And let me tell you, we believe this message. We are following the pillar of fire. What the prophet spoke, that we speak. Let me tell you something. But when the enemy began to follow them, and Pharaoh was about to catch up, you know what happened? The pillar of fire moved from the front and went to the back and held the enemy and God said, move. I am holding them. Move. I am holding. Move. Ndakava bata.
I'm holding the enemy.
Fambai zei.
Just keep moving.
It moved from the front to the back. Let me tell you, right here in front, you are covered by the word of God. Put on the whole armor of God. That's where the fivefold ministry is doing exploits as we are preaching, moving forward. But right here at the back, there is a trail of testimonies, because the supernatural God moves from the front right to the back. These signs shall follow them that believe. If you are a believer today, there shall be a trail of testimonies, because God is moving with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, give me Acts chapter. This was Peter and John. Okay.
Peter and John.
Give me Acts chapter 14. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I would like you to realize how Peter and John started. But let's watch and see. Hallelujah. What happens to Paul? He was not with Peter and John. But let's hear how he begins. Give me verse 8, Acts 14. The Bible says here, and there sat a man. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked.
paigara mumwe murume wakanga akanga asine simba patsoka dzake ari chirema kubva mudumbu
ramai vake. Verse 9.
Asikagoni kufamba.
The same had Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. I love that verse.
Iye akanzwa Paul achitaura. Zvino iye akati achimutarisa akaona kuti ayo unokutenda kwekuti agoporeswa.
Unozaka zvinhu zvacho zvinotowanika discernment.
There is a some level of
kutonzera kwanati uyu angangotenda.
This man looks like he can believe.
Ha, izinyaya yekungodzamba maboko.
It is not just about laying.
Unotofanira kunge uchitenda iwe.
You must be able to
kuti zvinoita izvi.
That it's going to work.
Anga asingatendi uyu.
If this man wasn't believing,
handipo kuripo aizoita zvakatevera.
Paul was not going to do what followed.
He steadfastly looked at him.
Atakamutarisa.
Hanza anga akaremara mumakumbo ake.
He was imported in his feet.
From his mother's womb. That sounds like the book of Acts. The ankles anga asina simba. Vaitoda virtue.
There was a need for virtue, for
power.
To lift this man from where he was seated.
Let me
tell you something, my friend.
The problem of this man was not even where he was sitting. The problem of this man in Acts
3
was not even the gates. The problem was not even anything. But it was the way he was born. Born like that from his mother's womb. There are people who experience problems because of their birth. You must be born again. And I would like to tell you now, you need to be born again. If you have never known Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is your day to make a decision. Because there are certain problems that follow you because of the way you were born. But let me tell you, we have come to the presence of God. We have come to the house of God. Today the chains have got to be broken. You must leap and walk and begin to praise God because you are going to be free right now. Let me just read here. Let me read further here. Oh my. The Bible says here. He said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw, now here no idambudziko. When the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men.
This is the problem.
Kuna inonzi human worship.
Pane panona
matamu. Zvingori munature yevanhu kunamata munhu.
It's in people's natures to worship a man.
Mukatenda the book of Acts.
If you follow the book of Acts,
you see that Peter had to rebuke the people.
Petro angatozotsira.
Because why are you surprised? As if we have done this by our own power. Because the same Jesus whom you crucified, he has become the head of the corner. There is no any other name that we must be saved. By the name of Jesus Christ, this man stands here whole. He had to give a sharp rebuke because there was already human worship. They were now looking up to Peter and John. Let me tell you, you are capable of receiving anything from God.
It doesn't matter whether there is a gift you hold or not.
Chipo chipo zvacho but hazvinei nechipo ichi.
Chinongodiwa pakutenda.
Iwe ukangotenda izvozvo. Zvorotanga kufamba.
Wechipo
unozouya iwe uchifamba.
As long as you are believing, The gift you hold, I will follow. Chero ugadirwa, you on your way.
Ugadirwa gallon remafuta kuti dudu.
Even if you are poured a whole gallon of anointing
oil. Ana vakuru vakuru nei vachiturika. Kana usingatendi, it will never work.
Lay hands on you. Kana usingatendi,
I challenge you to believe.
Hapana chinoitika.
Unofanira kuti my way. Pano shota ma amen kudai ndo pandoda ndowa. Ndo ini ndo encouragewa nekushaikwa kwema amen.
I really get encouraged when they are not silent. That's what makes me
preach.
When you get silent, then we start preaching.
Dambudziko revanhu.
Real problem.
Inyaya yekusatenda.
It's because people don't believe.
Uye inyaya yekutya.
And people are fearful.
They are always afraid. Because you fear, that's why the devil takes advantage. But you need to kick out that fear. Taurira Satan kuti hakuna yoyo. Ine handifi.
I'm not going to die.
Handizi kuzofa man.
I'm not going to die.
Taurira diabolo
kuti hapana
munhu asingafindi.
That if somebody is not going to die, it's me.
Refuse to be bound by the devil.
Ramba kusungwa na Satan.
The moment you unoramba.
The moment you refuse.
Zvona zvichifamba.
Everything will move well.
Zvinotanga kufamba.
Everything will move well.
Satan unotanga kuregedza.
The devil will let go.
Ramba chete iwewe.
Refuse.
People
with such a good pastor and fail to fix your lives. If I was living here every day, I'll be knocking on the pastor. Pastor, I've come up a problem.
Ah, demon,
hey, this devil is really troubling me. And the pastor will even know that the knock is mine.
That Coco Cousins, come in, brother, admire. Don't worry, you are forgiven, my brother.
Pastor,
I'm not going
to get
it. You
know debt.
Debt in people's
lives. Just
having debt.
It will cloak blessings.
You will
always be afraid. You will always be fearful.
Ukaona munhu wakakanganisira naye oinda nedirection ina pastor. Unoona kuti my way.
If you see somebody going to the pastor's office,
right,
you will be now like my way shangu.
Let's read. Let's go. And in a verse you ndiri kuvhara izvozvi. And they called Barnabas, Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Nyaya yekutaurisa kwana Pauro iyi wakupuwa
Barnabas akamba atumidzwa kunzi Jupiter. Pauro ndokunzi ndiye aMercurio nekuti ndiye waiva ari mutauri mukuru.
Vaitoona kuti tikamupa rimwe zita rakachipa chipa hazvisi kuita mutsindo man. Rikati tsvage rinounyanya kuti right.
They really wanted to give him a name.
Vanhu
power
varikuita izvozvo.
These are just people doing this.
Variku vana Peter vari mutemberi vachitaura nevanhu. Pakauya machief priest. Problem yangu ndeyekuti vaibvepiko vanhu ivavo.
By Peter,
it was the ninth hour. Nguva yemunamato. But vouya vachimanya vachibva panze.
Coming from outside. When
why did you come kati macho?
Why were they not in the temple?
Ndozvondishamisa.
That amazes me.
Vachimanya nema COD.
They were coming. Holding their COTs.
By what authority are you doing? Vari kutotsvaka zveauthority.
Kuti nesimba ripi rauri kuzviita izvozvo.
Totsvaka zveauthority. Hamuoni chirema chapora here?
Can you see that a layman has been healed?
Nyaya yava authority kuti.
The issue was what authority?
By what authority are you doing?
Zvazuri kuzviita nesimba rani.
Ko hamufariri munhu wapora here?
Are you not happy that a layman has been healed?
Rega ndikuudze chaita kuti vasafara.
Let me tell you why they were not happy.
Because zvaivaita vatsvene.
Because that would make Peter and John a holy man.
Zvaita ivo mapriests aya nevanhu vakuru vakuru vose vakawanda vatsvene.
Oh, that was making the priests and the big people holy people.
And the captain of the temple. Bible not captain of the temple. Iye ari mukuru captain. But wakabva panze achimanyira mukati.
Bible not the captain of the temple also
came
from outside.
Munguva yemunamato.
Where was he coming from? Prayer time.
Zviri kundishamisa. You know what the Bible really amazes me.
You
know what vaiti vakaona chirema chiya chavo right?
They would look at that.
Vompaka $100.
Then they'll give him $100.
Ai wakuti nhasi ndanamata wakomana.
That the layman would say, "Ace, okay." Then they would say, "No, to tell."
And even kuri pane munhu apa chirema ichi 100 hanasi kana ndana ndokunamata manje.
Then they'll say, "No, look at me. I gave $100."
Tamudzikorawo rairi kuzvino kana chirema chabviswa ichi.
The problem was If the layman has been taken from the gate,
now
how do we worship?
They heard
that the
man has
been healed. Who did that?
Hallelujah!
There is people who are happy when you are in problems. So that when they pray their homes,
at least ndiri nani ini mwarano tombondinzwa uya amurune watambura uya
I'm better, God hears me.
Zvino nhasi vachaona kuti nyaya yako yapera.
Today they will see your trouble is over.
Ndoda kuona kuti vachanamata sei.
We want to hear how they will pray today.
Kuna vanhu vanokupa lift kavasingadi kukupa.
You know there is people who give you a lift,
not
out of a good heart.
Va file kuva religious.
So that they feel vanamata.
Pinda zvinhu mugare nechepapa pinda.
Pinda zvinhu.
Oh yes, God is good.
Vanhu vati vanamata.
Don't out to wear nezi mota.
I want you to bring a big car.
Kana wo park up.
Sai that when you are parking there.
Panenge pane ma Usher 6.
There will be 6 Ushers.
Because rinenge rakadasharara kudai.
Because it will be this one.
Zi mota racho. Vane zvi pipipi vachiboykan.
Those with small cars will be bought today.
Kuti ma akutipedzera parking.
Kuti ama akuti you finishing parking space for us.
Right.
You need 6 ushers directing you to park.
Hallelujah! Gamuchira mota yako shamwari
nezara. Just receive your car.
Mazimota achia driver gore rino akomana.
The big cars that we are going to have this year.
Hai. Ndiri kuhwatse si. Gamuchirai makasungunuka nezara
Jesu. Just receive your car.
Hallelujah! Unoziva. Ndakaenda kumba kwa pastor kuti tati gere mumba so.
I went to the pastor's house. And I heard a good sound of a good engine.
Ndakada kubuda nchimai kuti pano uba mota ya pastor kwanza.
I had to almost dashed. I was thinking somebody was stealing the
mota
pastor's
ya
car.
Because
we left the car all by itself outside.
Kwanza, okay, don't worry, relax.
Then the pastor said, I was starting scanner.
Vakastata vari mumba.
He was starting the car whilst he was in the house.
Tere tichistara tichiri muno mutembere.
We'll be starting whilst we are still in church.
Ngobaya button so.
Just press a button.
Kashishishishi.
Engine yototanga.
Abacha dizia zvokuti. Uchida kumeka sure kuti haizi mugia. Hayo. Kana iri mugia hai start.
Bozo
kabaya button so iyo inotaura kuti
ha. It won't start.
Hadzicha drive pano.
We are going to drive good cars right here.
So to drive your chat.
We will drive good cars.
Mukati meimba ino.
Right here in this house.
Ndakazoona kuti no takana matati chingova venhamo nhamo
kudai. I realize that we've been worshiping God but accepting to remain lowly.
Hatina kumboita, hatina kudzokera suru because nenhamo.
We did not backslide because of our poverty.
Because tiri maKristu.
Because we Christians.
Asi tinogona kuva nemari futi.
But even though we can still be Christians and have
igoramba kudzokera sure futi.
And still not backslide.
Asi tinayo mari.
But still having money.
You be
seen that this man is
running.
That he's got money.
But I think I'm a Christian.
But remaining a Christian.
Ah, tinyanye zvirwisa chidindo pa prosperity.
We really don't
asi tinototenda kuti vana vamwari vanogona kuropafadzwa futi pana chakamboipa pakuropafadzwa apo kana uchingova mukristu wakatendeka chegumi chako uchibhadhara pana kana problema. The problem is when you don't pay your tithe.
Dambudziko rotanga paiva unorega kubhadhara chegumi.
Icho chombonedza chiko chegumi.
Why is it a problem paying tithe?
Ndeyako here mari yacho.
Is it your money?
Wanga usina kana basa racho iwe.
You didn't have a job.
Mwari ndokukupa basa.
God gave you a job.
Ndokutanga kukuhoresa.
And then you started earning a salary.
Mwari woti no pa dollar randakupa chingoba
ndipe 10 cents give you give me 10 cents
kuti ah mari yangu mari yangu yato yake
yako mari yacho amen
wanga usina kana nebasa iwe
you were unemployed jobless
kuti nonga sose nemuromo nenhamo
you were in deep poverty
hallelujah nazo wapuwa basa mwari
today now you are employed
kwaza kuna vamwana kuti mwari unenge aizati uyu ndikangomupa dollar chai
God sometimes knows that if this man, if I give him a dollar, that's the end.
Kuna vanhu vari right asina mari.
It's better for him to stay poor.
Ndobva anenge ari muKristu achi kungoita dollar mumwe.
Because if he has a dollar in his pocket,
nestep yatochinja.
Even the step changes.
Vanhu vanotozati nhasi une mari.
Vanotoziya that today the brother is mine.
Ndobva mari achiti rega uyu rega
yakati. That's why God will say, this one, leave him in poverty. To preserve him.
It's amen.
It's amen. We can't backslide because of paper.
Man,
we pay our tithe.
Hallelujah. All right. Just give me that
verse. We actually want to finish right here.
Then the priest and the priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and gallons unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with them.
Ipapo mupresita weJupiter waive netemberi yake pamberi peguta akauya pamasuo nenzombe namaruva
ushonga
achida kuvabayira ana vazhinji naye.
Wauya nenzombe ne
he brought oxen, he brought
kutodakubayirwa.
They actually wanted to offer sacrifice.
Which when the apostles,
zvino vaapostori,
apa ndo pane message yangu.
This is where my message is.
True apostolic ministration.
Waro weshumire chaapostori zvokwari.
Rebukes human worship.
Inotsiura kunamatwa kwevanhu.
It will never take the glory of God.
Haitori kupwinya kwaMwari.
And make it our glory.
Totora kupwinya kwaita kwedu.
A truly called man will remain humble and will give the glory to God. A true blueprint rebukes human worship. A true blueprint after the signs and wonders, the man remains a man. The man remains humble. The man will go to the humblest places. Will not even look for being uplifted. But we are tired in this end time because of man who take the glory of God, but not even one day. Not even one day did we see a pillar of fire following a man after William Branham. Let me tell you, he was more vindicated, but he was the humblest of all. Who are we? Who are we to take the glory of God and move around which chest out amongst the children of God? No matter how much we preach, no matter what I do, I don't care. It's far from what was achieved through this man. We cannot even count it. Let me tell you right now, we need to go back to the Bible days where all things are possible, but we must stay humble, believe in God. Hallelujah.
Watch what he said here. My God, which when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, when they heard of, which when they heard of it, they rent their clothes and ran among the people, crying out and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you. With you. And preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God. Which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that therein. Hallelujah! Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Let me tell you, we are not here to put our names on the map. Kune vanhu vanotsvaga mbiri.
There is people who look for faith.
Kana waiwana mbiri yacho godi.
When you get faith,
ndosaka vanhu vachiwa.
That's why people fall.
Because they look for faith. We are not looking for faith. We are looking for Jesus. Bring Jesus. Bring Jesus to the people. Let me tell you, no matter what we do, no matter even if the lamb walk, that does not make us superhuman beings. We are sons and daughters of God. We must stay humble. And God is ready to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. Give me Acts chapter 8. Now I'm going to run.
Because
give me verse. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Give me verse 4.
Verse 4.
Because my time is moving right now. Okay. Right. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Okay, let's go verse, next verse. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. See, and the people with one accord gave heed unto things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Praise God. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed.
Zvino avo vakaparidzirwa vakapotera nenyika vachiparidza shoko. NaPhilip wakaburukira kuguta reSamaria akavaparidzira Kristu. Vanhu vazhinji vakateerera nemoyo mumwe chete zvairehwa naPhilip vachinzwa nokuona zviratidzo zvakanga achiita. Nokuti mweya yechina yakabuda kubva muvanhu vazhinji vakanga vainayo ichidanidzira nezwi guru.
And there was great joy in that city. Let's jump the verses. Let's go to verse
14.
Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word, of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. That is faith and love. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Peter and John vanonoturika maoko. Nokuti Samaria yagamuchira shoko.
Peter and John went to lay hands.
Kwete nokuti Samaria yagamuchira minana.
They received the word.
They received the word.
Miracles, no.
Ndoratofana kuparidza iroro.
We must preach the word first.
Iro kana raparidzwa.
When the word has been preached.
Zvino zvinotevera.
Then it has izozo. Been
followed. Zvinodzinga mweya yesvina.
That is what will chase away devils.
Madhimoni akasunga vanhu.
And it will chase away demons that are possessing people.
Give me from the message Israel and the church, give me 530325. Now the first place, it's by saying, now the first place we want to find out is why. Now the first place we want to find out is why.
Israel and the church.
Praise God. Now the first place we want to find out is why.
530326.
Now the first place we want to find out is why. This has been the greatest thing that I've found among Christians. Among the Christian people throughout the entire world, there's been a fear. They are always afraid. And when a little sickness strikes, they are afraid. Many, I wonder sometimes. And now I'm along with you. But now what I'm trying to do tonight and this week to come is to try to drive that fear away by God's word. God's word
will drive out fear. Right now we are driving out fear.
Munhu akangoita mapundu konzi, ah my way, chokwadi ndofunga kuti I'm HIV positive. Ikoko kutya koko ndosaka uchirwara.
Little people, then they say, oh, no, maybe I'm already HIV positive. But that fear is what we want to drive out.
Ngorwara bicha ndakutofa.
The moment you,
there are people who die 100 times before they die.
Pane vanhu vanofa kazana vasati vafa.
Scroll it up, scroll it up. Okay, now where are we? Now, okay, now you would come to me and say,
munouya kwandiri moti,
well, Brother Branham, I believe this. Now I believe that. There is only one way in the world to prove. Now I couldn't go by somebody's experience. Somebody's church ritual. There is only one true proof of what it's all about. That's God's word. Now if God's word says a certain thing, then I've got to believe that, and that is the truth. Recently, there was a young minister. Okay, let me jump that. Let me leave that. Give me the message, perfect faith. Give me perfect faith, 63, 0825. It starts by saying, notice. Now, comma, notice perfect faith.
Bukiroro, perfect faith, 630825E.
Yes. Notice, perfect faith is a master of all circumstances.
Hanzi kutenda kwakakwana ndiko kunotonga mamiriro ezvinhu ose.
Perfect faith is a master of all circumstances.
Kutenda kwakakwana ndiko kunotonga pamamiriro ezvinhu ose.
Praise God. Right. Notice now. Another. Perfect faith is a master of all circumstances. Perfect faith masters all circumstances. No matter what it is, it masters it. Now, just watch. When you believe anything, do anything, and you got faith in what you are doing, no matter what the circumstances is, that don't have one thing to do with it.
See?
It masters that circumstance. If it's in a room of sickness, and the Lord has revealed that this certain thing is going to happen, you just speak and go on. Oh, does the... Just don't ask any question. It's already over. Just keep going, you see. It masters all circumstances. Well, if you do this, so and so is going to do. That, you see, it's already got it mastered. You see? Faith believes that God will work it out. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he will do it anyhow. You see, it masters all circumstances. And faith and love is relation.
Kutenda.
Because you can't have faith unless you got love. Because your faith is in a God who is the very essence of love. Faith and love works together. Faith and love works together. I don't care what your situation is like. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, where we read, you know what surprises me? Jesus comes to a tree in the time which the tree cannot produce fruits. It's not even the season. Just project that verse again for me. As we wind down. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves. The prophet says, leaves represents fellowship. There are certain people who just believe as far as fellowship. They are borderline believers. They go as far as the gates, but they don't get inside. Leaves represent fellowship. Now let me ask you, do you think God doesn't know seasons? Why was Jesus coming out of season? To a fig tree out of season. You think he didn't know it was not the season for figs? God knows all the seasons. But let me tell you, God does not work with seasons. Perfect faith has nothing to do with seasons. It has nothing to do with this. Jesus came to the fig tree expecting to find figs in a season which is not of figs. If Jesus comes in here today and your life, what is going on in your life, is totally out of season.
Realizing
that
we
are in
the middle of the month. Apana ambonyora tsamba. Iwe ndikakuti receive your car. Uchatanga kuti ndizvo hazvo, but season yacho.
Nobody has promised you a car or your uncle in Johannesburg. You start doubting it.
Nguva dzatiri ndozvakati omei.
Brother, we are in the midst of
an economic
crisis.
Yes. Nothing to do with season. Ndoda kubvunza naiwe shamwari. Church yakavakwa musizeni yemari.
Do you think that this church was built in the right season?
Yakavakwa pazvairwadza zvichirema.
Built when things were difficult and there was a crisis.
Tane imwe currency yatoshandisa.
We have another currency which is different.
Isinei nemapepa enyika ino.
That currency does not depend on the
north. Tine currency inonzi faith.
We have a currency inonzi kutenda.
Perfect faith.
Kutenda kwakakwana.
Iyayo ndiye kuti busi sina chunhu mumba.
Mari iyoyo ndeyainonzi kutenda.
When
there is nothing in the home.
Mapete achiita madiro.
When the cockroaches are having a field day.
Ukavhura fridge kuti ga.
When you open your refrigerator.
Ona mapete kuti wa.
You see cockroaches falling down.
Because yakadzimwa kare.
Because that fridge was switched off.
Pakadaro ipapo.
Right there. That's when I start believing it's gonna work now. I want you to arrange your house right there where you are seated.
Double door.
Arrange your house accordingly. That
That
arranging your house.
Uchishongeza shongeza.
That dressing up your house.
Sister, chitoona wakarova gown.
Sister, see yourself putting on a gown.
Gown rekuti uchifamba kudai.
A gown. And once you take it to walk.
Une uchidukati fambe fambe.
So that when you take a walk, and then you take a look back.
Mwise wacho unenge uruko.
The trail of your gown will be far behind them.
These signs shall follow them that
Ziratito. Ziratelewaloten.
Kunenge kune four vakabata muswe wacho.
There will be four bridesmaids walking in the trail of your gown.
Ndoda kuti utenge shurek.
I want you to buy a shurek.
Inenge ichirova kubva kona kusvika kona.
Corner to corner. Iri empty.
Inenge Pasa tibawa neshangu, unongo tenga shure, go cheta cheta.
Before you even have a single pair of shoes,
zo tanga kubuya,
then shoes will start coming.
Pagavia red.
A red one will
come. Poya, yagara uta purple so.
Then a purple one.
Poya imu yagara uta black.
Maybe a black one.
Une ujitu, uchipinda, puno ujua uti, kaw!
So that when you walk in there, people can really see.
Kaw! Kaw! Pagato so ita zvekudzana. Unenge uchiti ko 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 ko. Hallelujah! Nekuti pasi payo.
Because the sole of your shoes.
Panenge pane ivory.
You'll be stepping on an ivory sole.
Uchiona kuti Oh, onzo vari pa next zokwa iyo we matitsika. Izvo igodo. Hori matsiko papi kuva apa neche papa. Kutarisa kudai hapana kana bundu. Ngoda ah sorry zvenyu sorry sorry. Hallelujah! Nokuti all things are possible.
Kuti zvose zvinogoneka.
Hauna kuzvarirwa nhamo iwe.
You are not born for poverty.
Hatishandi nema season.
We don't work with seasons.
Gamuchira masutu ako.
Just receive your suit.
Gamuchira imba yako.
Receive your house.
Gamuchira motikari yako.
Receive your car.
Gamuchira mfaro.
Receive happiness.
Receive your joy.
Receive your joy.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
I know watambura nokusekwa.
Ndoziva kuti you are now tired of being laughed at.
People are laughing at you. Because of the message of the hour. They think you are poor. They feel sorry for you. But the tables are turning around. Right now. The tables are turning around. Ano gadira tafura. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah kubalko.
Kubalko nuko.
Hallelujah. 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 Unenge wakarova suit.
You will be dressed in a suit.
Pamchato wako.
On your wedding.
Wekuti vakatarisa so moyo yavo inenge ichibvaruka.
Such that the jealous ones when they
nekuda
look at you,
godo.
Their hearts will be torn to
pieces.
Let me tell you.
Zvako zvakuita man.
You are about to enter your season of blessing.
Uri kuriwana basa iroro.
You are going to get a job.
You are going to work.
Uri kutozoshanda iwewe.
I told another lady ndikati receive your job in the name of Jesus.
Ndakaudza vamwe hatasi kuti akabuda rako.
Pakabuda panze.
When she went outside.
Akawana pane 3 missed calls.
She found 3 missed calls.
Akatarisa time yacho.
When she looked at the time.
It's the time I was declaring on the book.
Taudira.
Paka phone.
When she called.
She can come and start your work tomorrow on Monday.
Tange basa mangwana.
Kwete kuti uya ku interview.
Kwete ku interview.
Hatitaiti ma interviews.
We don't work with interviews.
Tino bypass.
We bypass.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hatishande nema season.
We don't work with seasons.
Vakaisa chikwangwani chakanzi hapana basa.
When they have put on a sign, no work.
Chaisirwa basi vanotenda sign iyoyo.
The no work sign is for those that
believe. Garai kure musaswedera. Rako riripo.
Your job is there.
Ndakaudza mu nerimwe gore ndakaudza mukadzi wangu ndangomuka pakuseni ndikadrive
ndakuenda
kurengo kubasa.
I went and told him, I'm going to make an
interview.
Did you go through an interview? Said, no, I've never been interviewed.
Did someone call you? I said, no. Saka, how?
Said, no, I said, don't ask me those questions.
Don't ask me those questions.
Then
I
said, I know we connected
the position
interview.
Last week.
Your position was sorry, sorry, last sorry. Week. Sorry.
I said,
don't tell me that I'm sorry.
CV yangu.
Get my CV now.
The HR manager. Tora
I told
CV.
The HR manager, get my CV. Then he threw it
to
the corner.
Then
I went outside.
You got God, footprints means possession.
No, then I started walking.
Admire someone calling me.
How did I tell?
Did you know Cheuka? Boss, when I came to see Zana,
I saw a pen.
Man.
A pen that I got with the pen. Where are you coming from?
Yeah, I know that Bagu gets mine from Mashava.
I'm coming from gets mine from Mashava.
She goes, tell me, how's the bus?
Do you want to work? Do you want to work here?
You can do it. Don't ah, hey, love you. I don't know me. Mukuru engineering.
Then you called chief engineer.
We are pan. Dimi kavarume munositi munoziva zvebasa ime ndakugirai fit and tena we
mabe. I brought you a good fit and tena.
Ari kuda basa murume.
He wants to work.
Zvikanzi na manager yatu chamariwo.
The manager said.
Zvikanzi aiwe ndokuziva unofavor no gets my boss
ndokwaisha. You like people from gets my boss.
Zvikanzi shaman. Unoziva ma compressor ewe.
Then he said, do you know about compressors?
Ndikati muri kuda type
ipi yacho. I said, which type of compressor do you want?
Because tine ER8 tine Bellison Mocom.
I started telling about the different models of compressors.
Which one
do you want?
Hallelujah! Because you know some hoister.
Then he said, "Do you know about hoist?"
I got okay. Do you know some copy winders?
Then I told
not
you. I know something about copy winders.
I and I can go my very ngadi shandi now because they are old fashioned. Dine anons my copy winders.
Then I told you that this one that you have are old fashioned.
Because it's an angura. No banda tanga kuro. No zana churungu cha chete ita chiwedzerera. Because we use a system called an escort system.
Nataka kwa taurira in good English.
Paji namba yongo system. Then our system. Hallelujah! Kuti zvityise.
Just to drive fear.
Because we are kuno.
Then they come here.
I've been in any more office. No, I tore a phone. No, I tore a phone. And HR manager.
Who are you? That HR manager. That one.
Just somebody. Walk around. My offer letters.
Then
they
take
my interviews. That guy is she says, no, I was about to give this letter. She goes, wait.
Then he says,
guys, I was not impressed in my interviews.
I've
got a guy.
When I got into the interview, there were nine people.
Because engineer Mkuru wakafunga, no, he am I and Zofu
chete. People say, no way. I'm sorry.
So this was my interview. Atakaita.
After all the interviews,
waka we ajira kubomba, waka punza jino taura ndakada, waka punza jino chinja.
They would ask and I would respond.
Wambo na interview, not only 3 hours.
3 hours.
Nai bomba, uyaka bomba, uyaka.
That one, asking questions. This one asking questions.
When we were almost finishing, engineer, we are getting gusek. Just guys, we are wasting our time. This guy knows his stuff. No, but I was somebody. How much do you want?
Then I doubled my salary at gets mine.
The governor was just a tarsan. Okay, when do you want to start? Because, gentlemen, give me 2 weeks.
I'll
come back to you. You
can design things in your own way. Right here. By faith. Don't wait for the season.
Don't
wait for advert and everything else. Water can be turned into wine
process.
Without any process. If you follow season, don't follow season. I can tell you now,
to
receive your healing. Don't wait for
the
symptoms. Right there with the pain.
Just
say I'm healed. Some baby was born with a hole in their heart.
Vachiti ropa rishike kumapapu kuti rino oxygenetwa. Mwana uyu ari kufamba
namapipe. The blood cannot flow to the lungs for oxygen.
Apera zvokuti vakutoti pano afa mwana uyu aenda.
They had said, no way, this child is gone and it's over.
Vamirira kusaina mapepa kuti mishini yacho idzimwe.
Waiting for them to sign or to switch off the machine.
20% chances of life. Going down, going down. My parents are not going to phone them, but I told a phone.
They
got a heavenly father. This baby has got a right to life. The baby doesn't know anything, Lord. Remember your people, heal the baby.
Got
amen.
Then the life support system started going up.
Hallelujah. Kunodai so mangwana makuseni 60%.
The following morning, anga apa 60%.
Kungoti kwire kuma 11 zvikanzi 80%.
Upenyu uchikwira mwana.
Kungoti kuma 12 zvikanzi 90%. Rorereka kuma 400. Ndikadenda ku project raya.
I should have projected that
point. Mai ve mwana uyu ihadzvanzi ya pasta ngwenya veku Blawayo.
The mother to this child.
Ukaona zvazviri mwana ye is unbelievable.
Pasta ngwenya.
Vakatanga ku disconnect. Kuno cheka so kuwana the whole yanga iri mumoyo disappeared.
Vakawana buri yanga iri mumoyo risimo.
Kwete zvekuti mangwana.
Not for tomorrow.
Pane mukadzi akarohwa nechirwere cheshuga.
Some woman was struck by diabetes and then she went
for
blind.
2 years. Panangashika maziso anga akawira makomba pasina chinhu.
Her eyes had sunken into their socket.
No, that tarisa ndikati heavenly father.
I looked at her and I said,
give back this woman her eyes.
Ndobva
andovata. Kunomuka. Boom! Maziso avapo.
In the morning she had her sight back.
Anoona.
She could see.
Na nhasi ari kuona.
Today she still see.
There is a man who was HIV positive for 9 years.
Pane murume anga ari HIV positive kwemakore 9.
Ane chirwere chemafits for 18 years.
Pari kwemakore 18.
Ndobva tasvika tikati musavhunduka kana taturika ruoko because demon racho richamanifesta.
Then we say no, when we lay hands the demon will manifest. But fear not.
Musavhunduka kana demon romanifesta.
Fear not when the devil start to manifest.
Ndokunoturika maoko ndikaona murume akaraka.
And then he started
speaking. Thou foul spirit, come out of
you.
Ndobva wamuregedza. Ndikati not only that heavenly father. Cleanse this man's blood.
Chenesairo pane munhu.
Achimuka ipapo ndikati enda unotestwa. Kundosvika negative.
Then I told him to go get tested. And he tested negative.
Ndikati handisiri kuda kugadzira testimony. Dzokera unotestwa futi.
Go back and get tested.
Kunodai negative.
And he was negative again.
Ndikati hazvina kukwana enda kechitatu.
Then I said go get it.
Kunodai so negative.
Negative.
Ah! Kuzoti iwewe hauna kana 9 years uri HIV positive.
You are not even 9 years of HIV positive.
Okay, rega ndikutaurire kumasvingo 3 weeks ago. A man came in the prayer line.
Pakauya mumurume achina matiro.
Akati ndoda sisi vangu vari kuHarare.
Then he says, I want for my
people in Harare.
Not one who's
been
in Harare.
HIV positive.
She's HIV positive. I want it to be
healed.
Then he went outside.
Sister,
I'm going to the prayer
line. For you right now.
He got there. But I want my sister to, who's in Harare.
Because you are standing in for your sister. Brother Branham would say, you are not here for yourself. You are standing for somebody who is someone. Ah, is it faith?
It is not that person's faith which can tell you.
Faith
it was the faith of this person standing. That person who's standing has the
if
faith.
If it can do something for a person who's far away, what about you here?
I prayed for this brother.
A day later,
she
fooled
me. That sister had swellings on her
feet. She called the brother
and hands.
And said, you know what? I'm now worse. The brother said, No. Don't worry about the season. What is happening right now? Those are fruits of faith. You are already healed. She went and got tested. I'm talking about 3 weeks ago.
Negative.
Brother,
the brother told you to go back.
Laboratory.
Then they took that blood sample to the lab. Then they tested. Then they say, no, we told them, write for us.
Negative.
You can be negative here.
Right now.
Yes, you know.
Ikozino.
Right now.
And in a person season.
I don't care about season.
Tender chat.
Just believe.
Just believe. You know, everything
will go well. I want to
instruct
your eye problems.
I challenge that disease right now. Muzitara Jesu.
Ora! Ora! In the name of
Jesus. Ora!
Una!
Ora!
Be healed.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Muzitara Jesu.
Ora msana wakunetsa.
That back problem.
Ndiri kuraira back problem now.
I challenge that big problem now. Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, you must receive. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing right now.
Yes, you know.
You know what? Let me tell you. Chinondishamisa is the next verse. The prayer. No, Chinondishamisa.
What really surprises me? Those not there.
And seeing the fig tree afar off having leaves, he came if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet.
The next verse starts by saying,
and Jesus.
Hans Uye. In correct English,
Kureba.
You cannot start a sentence with end.
It means there's something that happened before
this.
And Jesus answered.
Who is he responding to?
Because
no one has said anything.
Peter
is quiet.
Muti wakazvimirira uri papa.
And the tree is standing there.
And Jesus answered.
Zvino Jesu akapindura akati.
And said unto it.
Akati kwauri.
Ungati kumunhu it. Chingatonzi it pazvinhu zviripo muti.
Saka apa pano kuri kutaurwa kumunhu apa.
Kureva kuti muti wakataura.
Meaning. The tree had spoken.
Because
you cannot respond to someone who has not
the
said anything.
The tree spoke. But it spoke with a language.
Which,
which Peter and the rest of them could not hear. But Jesus, because he is a master of all nature, he heard what the three said. And he said, I've got to answer. I am going to answer you. Let me give you approximately what the three said. Said, Lord, I'm happy to see you. And I see you are coming to me. If you are expecting fruits, I'm not the one who set the seasons. You are the one who spoke in the beginning. And you placed the seasons. I am not going to give you even one fruit. You said, let every tree produce of its own kind. This is not the season. So I don't have even one fig. All I have is leaves. I have got fellowship. I pay my tithes. I don't miss services. I come to church every day. What else do you want? Then Jesus said, I have got to answer you. He said, because of this, because of what you have just said, no man will eat from you from now henceforth.
The tree was cursed for behaving normally.
According to the COD, the tree had no faults. But Jesus,
as Jesus,
nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? There are fruits of the message of the hour. There are fruits which are a product of the voice of William Branham, which must be identified in our midst. Fellowship is not enough. We need to go further. The bride shall be the final voice in the final age. We need to speak and go forward. Hallelujah. This messenger of Revelation chapter 10 and Malachi 4 will do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of the children back to the Pentecostal Father. Two, according to Revelation chapter 10, he will reveal the mystery of the seven thunders, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. It is this divinely revealed mystery truth that will literally turn the hearts of the children back to Pentecost, back to Ananias and Sapphira, back to the Word, back to Pentecost, back to power, back to resurrection. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Fellowship is not enough. Fellowship is not enough. There must be a power right here this morning in this church to resurrect someone down. If you are sick, you must be healed. If you are tired, you must be inspired. You have got to be raised up. I don't care what season it is. Jesus said, no man will eat from you. Because the tree reacted normally.
When
the
boat was seized by the wind,
it was normal for disciples
to fear and to cry. They to, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Jesus ndobvamuka.
And Jesus arose.
Instead of saying thanks, guys, I was going to die. I was going to die, you know, sleeping. Danda fira muhope pana.
Danda fira muhope.
Hey, maita basa. Achingomuka.
When he woke up,
she can do you of little faith.
She can see me kutenda kuduku.
Vaka tukirwa.
They were rebuked.
Kupanika kwa vaita.
For panicking.
Zviri noma kuti maiwe
musoro
wangu maiwe unogona kuzvitukirwa izvozvo.
You cannot only be rebuked for that.
Because hauna kudanirwa kuita munhu.
Because you were not called to be a noble.
Paul unotaura zvikanzi, why do you behave like men?
Zvati munozvibatira iko sevanhu.
Ndi Paulo. Kuti tiri vaApollo, tiri vapo. Zvikanzi munoitirei sevanhu.
Why do you behave like men?
Kureva kuti hauzi munhu iwe.
Meaning you are not a noble.
Uri shoko raMwari. There is a language which a believer must have. There is a language which a believer must have.
Words must never come out of your mouth.
Hey, chirwere shangu. Chirwere shangu.
Hey, my disease.
Unoita chirwere iwe uri Satan iwe.
Do you own the disease? Are you the devil?
Chirwere changu.
What chirwere disease? Changu. That you want to own.
That's not the language which must come out
of
you. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong.
When they say, this one is finished. Vachiti uyu
harohwe itindororwa.
They say you don't get married.
Vachiti uyu harwara.
You
wait, I'm fine.
When they say you are sick,
hallelujah! Hallelujah! Usateza ma season.
Don't follow seasons. When I tell you get your house and
be
surprised, that of all the chaos I
have, everything is in
order.
So
easily
like this.
God is making a plan for you. God is making a plan for you.
Zviya zvokuvengwa zviya zvinoperera muno nhasi. Uiwewe ndikuda kuti vasvike pakuona kuti uyu kauya. Haachadzoreke. Haleluya. He was in the hinder part of the ship.
Asleep.
On a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Haleluya. Praise God. Amen.
What made Peter to drown?
His weight, yake.
It was not his weight.
Kana kuti mepo.
Or the wind.
Chakamunyudza ifie.
But kutya.
Pakangotarisa kana imvura kai.
When he looked and said, "My God, did imvura kai?"
Pagungwa pandiri kufamba
pano. I'm walking on water.
Akatoti ndafa.
Ndapera pano.
Usatarisisa mavanga ari pauri.
Don't look at the scars on you.
My wind at Opera and at Ofa.
Oh, I'm finished. You are not finished
yet.
You are very much alive.
Don't care kuti wanga backslide zvakadii.
Hazvinei how much backslid you are.
God has got no right offs.
Mwari havana vanoti uyu wapera.
He is a king of panel beating.
Ndimwari ka vanorodzera apera
iye. Vanokudzorera panzvimbo yako.
And restore you to your position.
Pawakanga uri pamavamba.
The very position you were in.
Ndopa uri kudzokera iwe.
At the beginning.
Uri mhare.
You are a warrior.
Tora nzvimbo yako nezara Jesu.
Get your position in the name of the Lord Jesus.
There are people busy branding you.
Pane vanhu izvezvi vari kukunyora.
Kunge dofo.
Vachikuti uri dofo.
Akadai, akazodai,
akazodai.
Handina basa nokuti wakaitei. Uri mwana waMwari.
You are God's child.
Tora nzvimbo yako.
Just take your position.
Vicky, you know, sister, ningi vane special yokuimba. Uya uimba.
If you are a sister, come sing.
Next week, sister Ningi again, come and sing.
So that until people get bored,
imba.
Just sing.
Sing for God.
Ibiramwari.
Give him praise.
Bupembiri.
Worship him.
Shumiramwari.
Young man, can I don't know Paris? I don't know Pisa Sango.
I don't want to go preach.
Pisa Sango.
Go preach and
Uto, utore makava uchisunga su.
And tie the tails of those foxes.
Iwe, 150 sets. Two, 300 foxes. Otora fire brand also.
Aga sunga nitwa.
Iwe makava.
Chondi
shamisa makava aiterira kudero sei.
Why were those foxes so obedient?
Why mabata sei ko Samson?
Why was, how was he doing it?
Horibato uya uricheta. Mira pando dzoka izvi.
And you tell this fox, stand here, I'm
Oto,
coming back.
Drive me. Right. Mira next kune uyu.
You stand next to this one.
Musa vaipa baba.
Don't leave that position.
Hallelujah! Ndoda kuti urongedze rongedze.
You must start arranging.
Ukaita ropa fadza remote car, hoyu dzati mira pano, ndiri kudzoka. Ndoda mboita zvemba iko.
If you get a blessing for a car, you tell the car,
"Hallelujah! Right here,
now I'm proceeding to getting my house."
Kana wotaura wakazodzwa.
When you speak and anointing.
Nature inoterera.
Zvisikwa zvose, they will listen to you.
Ndobva atanga kutungidza.
Then he started lighting the tail.
Makava atanga kutungidza kwekutanga zvikanzi mira ipa. Imbotsvai makamira musa.
And those foxes that he lit first.
Ndimbobuda.
Ndibude kum. Then here little.
Ndipise kupedzisira.
Until I finish praying.
Kana apedza ozoti ready go.
He says ready go. Chidai.
Ah! Mira ndikudze. Une power mumuromo mako iwe.
You got power on your tongue.
Yakunyaradza Satan.
To silence the devil.
You know that Syrophoenician woman?
The prophet,
she was calling out of season.
She said,
"Thou son of David." The prophet says she had no right to call him son of David.
And Jesus said, she's
a Greek woman. A Greek woman calling for blessings.
When
I busy in Israel. No. She's my disciple. Send her away. She's making noise.
You know, sometimes you need noise.
Ah, noise. It's a noisy way, man.
Just to make noise.
It's a noisy man.
Just to make noise.
Sometimes
you need
noise.
We don't work with season.
Hallelujah! Because no. I have got, my daughter is vexed by devils. She has got to be healed now. Hallelujah! What a faith! You got to have perfect faith, brother. Don't care about the season. Don't care how you feel. I don't care how sick you are. You can be healed now.
And Jesus said,
No.
Those are the good faith. I'm looking for this kind of
faith.
The Israelites.
How come she got
this
revelation?
Let me sink here
deeper.
I want to check.
Jesu unotombo testa.
He was testing the faith.
Ukaona zvichiramba kuinda zvichirwadza, ari kumbotesta.
When you see your sicknesses going,
kuti unotenda here?
Testing you.
Jesu.
To see if you believe.
Jesu akara apa ndoda kutuka.
And Jesus says, I want to.
Ndoda kuita zvekutuka.
I want to rebuke.
Ah. Vakomana Jesu vaiva nezvituko. Zvituko vaiva nazvo.
He really could tell someone off.
She can say, it is not meet to take children's bread and cast it unto dogs.
Zvikanzi hazvikodzeri kutora chingwa chevana tochipa kumbwa.
Ha? In other words, urimbwa.
What literally he told her was, you are a dog.
Akatukwa naJesu.
She was actually told to
urimbwa iwe.
Jesus. People told you are a dog.
Zvina kufanira nditore chingwa chevana.
It's not meat.
Ndichipa iwe mbwa.
Bread and give you a dog.
Unoza zvinoita perfect faith.
You know what perfect faith does?
I discouraged.
It cannot be discouraged.
Unoza kuneva kune vanhu vanotsika kuda kuti discourage vanhu.
Some people want to discourage others.
I think cheropasa vanhu kuna kuzvinzwisisa.
It's now difficult. Even the pastor will understand me.
Marwarira garai zvenyu kumba.
It's better for me to stay at home. The pastor will understand.
Type yezvirwere inoti
nechii. Because this type of disease,
Kune madikon asiriwo akagadzwa anongova mukatikati.
You know there is a certain type of deacon.
Nevafundisi vari mukati.
In our meetings,
who are
not the real deacons that were ordained.
Akazvadaika.
Hazvakobetsera.
Zvingatongonetsa.
Kazvakade
zvonetsa. Chingoroora naye.
And don't just get married.
Hachingo chingogara imeshe.
It's better for you to just live together.
Munombodzingwa henyu asi.
It's better to be committed into the hands of the devil. It's better.
Vakomana tava muchechi manjika todai.
We are right in church now.
Toshanda nezviripo. Pana pastor one.
There is one pastor.
Pano.
There is one pastor here.
Ane madikon aripo.
With appointed deacon.
Akamira pano achika.
Who is standing on their post of duty.
Zvako zvechidikon chawangomuka wangomuka.
But you with your own suit.
Toda kungoronga ronga.
Deacon post. Because that you have just woke up and become a deacon.
Tanga waronga zvemba mako iwe.
Learn how to run your home first.
Yakabhanyanguka imba yakabhanyanguka.
You actually have a disorganized
home. No good, you are so disorganized.
Hauna kurongeka kumba kwako.
Vamuwane piko muparidzi.
Where did they get this preacher from?
Unotuka akadai.
Ah, he really can tell you off.
Kana una kutenda kwakakwana.
If you have got perfect faith.
Haumiswi nekutukwa.
You cannot be stopped by being rebuked.
Yesu akatuka mukadzi.
Jesus actually rebuked this woman.
Iye akati all right ndanzwa zvamataura.
And the woman said, okay, I have heard you.
Chimbonditendedzai kuparidza mbicha.
Amen. Allow me to preach a little.
Ndosakapowa akazoti vakadzi ngavambomira nyaya yekuparidza.
That's why Paul said, women must not preach.
Oh, ukangomupa chance.
Because if you give a chance.
Unogona uronga rwendo rwako zvakanaka kuti ama mangwana toenda kunoredza.
That you want to go fishing the following day.
Vanozouya ongonzo.
But when you come back.
Shamwari yako yakungoti ah munhu wamwari ndonga. Sadikuinda next week.
You then go to your fishing partner. And then your fishing partner now will now say brother, it's better for us to go next week.
Izvo shashaika noparidzirwa
madeko. But the brother has been preached to by the wife.
Ena hai mukadzi harovi pulpit achiuruka zvatoita ha bichana bichana.
And she does not beat about the pulpit.
Bichana,
she speaks
bichana.
Softly and gently.
Achiita hani ungadaro here, you know. Iwo kanzi ungadaro here kuti unoti ha sazviti saka shuka.
She will actually say to you, but brother, are you really going?
Hallelujah.
Then you'll be like,
zvikati ndanzwa zvamataura.
Zvikati, okay, I've heard what you've said.
But regai ndimbokuudzai.
But let me tell you something.
Zvatinoita isu muumambo hwedu
sembwa. In our kingdom of the dogs.
Tine katsika katinoita.
We have a little custom of ours.
Muumbwa hwedu.
Whilst we are in our kingdom as dogs.
Isu sembwa tine mashandiro atinoita.
There is an approach we have as dogs.
Mambo wangu, you know, point taken.
I was about to say that zvinzwa.
Point taken.
Aka zvinzwa.
But
zviri munze.
Tine kashandiro katinoita.
But we have a custom that we have as dogs.
Isu sembwa.
Us in our dog kingdom.
Hakazvinjika imi vanhu kamakagara patafura soka.
You know when you the people are seated on your tables.
Your desire is not even to drop one
shumu
one fufu zvaro.
Dere kuti musabhodonhedza kana fufu.
Hapana munhu angagura musuva o seva so.
You cannot get a morsel of your sata dip it in soup.
Ane intention yekurasa pasi.
Intentionally throw it onto the floor.
Kana achitonangisa muromo munhu.
If he is pointing to the mouth.
Kuda kumeka sure kuti ngachipinde mumu.
He wants all of the morsel in his tummy.
Chisadzoka.
So that it does not come back.
Wesu katona pano apa chifamba kudai. Kureva kuti chainda. Hachidzoki chainda. Pamunodya paya.
When you are eating.
Enyu ndeyekupedza.
Your real desire is to finish and clean out the plate. See.
If you make one mistake,
kana mukangoita kakukanganisa kadiki diki,
mukadonedza fufu
and drop
up, ndava ipapo.
I'm right there.
ndatovapo pafufiro roradoro.
Right on the cramp.
In other words,
nemakumashoko,
Lord,
Ishe,
I'm not asking for too much.
Handisi kukumbira zvakakurisa.
Just drop one. Not because you want to. By mistake. Even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
Maybe this service was not for you.
But maybe by mistake. Pakadona chinozvekuita newe.
If a crab that has something to do with you,
Torah,
take it.
Torah,
take that crab.
Torah,
take it.
Maybe by mistake,
Kuna,
I have mentioned your condition.
Taura,
receive
taura,
my brother.
Kamuchira,
receive my sister.
Kamuchira,
if you are sick in this
building,
right now,
yes, you know,
I switch off the oxygen.
Oxygen
that has been feeding your disease.
Oxygen yangaichipa mweya wokufema kuchirwere
chako. I am suffocating
ndakudzipa
those devils. I am suffocating
ndirikumashaisa mweya
that disease
icho chirwere ichocho.
There's a woman wandakanamatira, she was having sugar.
Is there a woman I prayed for who was diabetic?
The demon said, you know what? I have been panamaini nivake vanonzi Virginia. When she died, I moved to her.
I was on Virginia, and when Virginia died, ndakauya pano.
Nobarati iko zvino chibva ipapa uende.
Then I said, now leave.
You know, I'm going to her sister who's pregnant at home. The spirit of sugar diabetes wanted to go and hit a baby in the womb, running down the bloodline.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing that stands. I command every disease.
She was totally delivered.
Akatsikinurwa.
Mukadzi akauya negross muna December.
Yes, certain woman.
Kumba kwana brother pamava. Ndikandikudze, this is not a gross. This is the devil. But aturika maoko.
I laid hands.
Ziso riya rakabvara tanga kutaura.
And then the eye started speaking.
Makamboona ziso rinotaura iri.
Have you ever seen an eye speaking?
Because the eye, what is it? Ita isitaka visa ziso iri.
Then
you forgot the growth in.
Who did this?
Munoto taura, eh?
I thought it was a growth. You are actually devils that can
because
speak.
Because you don't realize this rake.
Then I said, return the eye.
As charity, because Guatakari Saku, they had rights like a Budai Muy, Budai, 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 Budai.
Okay, leave now.
I want that growth which is on
you.
In the name of Jesus. I challenge
fibroids.
Fibroids,
let go. I command
any female challenge.
Children of God.
Right now.
Yes,
vachidonha pasi vachimuka ndikati tidzokerai ku South Africa vanga vadzingwa basa zvichinzi nemurungu ziso rako hariiti kuseva vanhu chikafu
ndobadzingwa basa
muna December.
In December, because the landlord had said, no, you can't serve clients with such an eye.
Then I told her, go and get your job back.
Right now.
She said it's impossible because that white man anondivenga. Because Murungu ye anondivenga, it's impossible.
Because that white man does not like me.
Yeah, I don't care whether there is a white man, or black man, or green man, or yellow man, or whatever. Go and get your job back.
She left on the 2nd of January.
Muso 5 January.
5 January.
She can't pass. I am back at work.
That don't talk about us.
She can't Murungu. Murungu ari kundifarira zvikaite.
And the white man is really liking me.
Mamwe mabasa amuri kudzingwa awa.
Some jobs that are being dismissed.
Mweshina!
It's all devils.
Go and get your job back.
And I don't talk about Sarah.
Nezita rajesu.
Muzita rajesu.
Unoziva After a week, then after 1 week,
they said the eyes are healing.
Because you are healing right now. Certain pieces of flesh
started coming off.
The whole chunk of flesh ripped out and fell down. Why? Because we had cursed the
lights.
Peter, mangwana acho.
Peter, because that spirit,
have faith in God. I want to tell you, have faith in God. All things are possible. Hallelujah. There is a sister Angane Goita.
It was so big.
Then I
went and I said, Lord, I don't want to see this. Take it out.
A week later, the goiter separated from the jawline. But
it was still inside the skin.
She said, no, I'm going, Pastor, I'm going to operate. What to take out?
Then I said, no, Pastor, I'm not checking.
He had to go. The appointment was a month later. During that month, that chunk of dead substance started to shrink. After a month, it was gone.
There was nothing.
My picture has
I have the pictures.
Pani manaka putikir wane microwave. Let's stand on our feet.
And the microwave exploded into
his face.
Microwave.
My doctor said we need to reconstruct the face.
The doctor said, "Pack it out to umbe to search patch."
Because this type of burn is too deep. You know, just like my bones.
It's getting deep to the bone.
Because the left eye has got 50% chances of life.
50%
Remain affected to our foot.
The other eye has been affected.
No, Babati, all right, we need to put Zunenge's my bandage. So in.
And then they put some bandages and so on.
For 1 day, then the following day, those who have a visa, they see how to, where they can start.
Those who not want to papi.
But before that,
the
lady came to me with a baby, with a boy.
Then I prayed.
A lollipop, a sweet. She goes, brother, take this sweet.
When I finished praying, that boy gave me a lollipop.
As you were praying, something happened to me.
She reported
it to my mother. But is sweet.
I want to eat this sweet.
That guy is got sweet.
I ate that sweet.
Kaita was so tears running down. Because the boy was believing.
You know what happened?
When they took off the bandages,
there
was a new skin. And a new set of eyes.
I never see so much.
I've
never seen a doctor refusing to treat
someone.
But the doctor's there. I
got to
know this, I don't touch. Something that has done this. Let it finish the work.
Hallelujah! You know what happened? After 4 days, the pigmentation was coming back. After 1 week, there was no trace.
What he was before the accident.
After 1 week, June for that man.
In June. Don't you laugh at God that
he
heals like that?
He
is right here.
And
he's right here.
He's right here now. You can receive whatever you need.
If you are here and you've been troubled by family spirits,
musicians to go in their position.
I want you to know that God is able. I don't
care what season it is. You're going to receive today.
You're going to be healed today. And you're
going
to leave this place well. I want to dismiss people. And when we're done with this, if you can receive once you're there, receive.
Pachana mata pastor pan.
When the pastor will pray.
Without ever drop a ballistic missile.
Without the pastor will put it in a bomba.
Rika sumuka so.
Sign that when this bomb rises.
Roska roti.
It will hit on the target.
Mukati maro mubuda zimezu.
And then other little missiles will
Zoyenda.
Come. And it will
Pazino no dona.
When it, they will
Zoti. End. Boom.
They will also explode.
Mukati maizo, so
and from
zingu.
There, more missiles will come out.
Zakawanda. Zinenge zichi roba zichipinda.
It will just be missiles going inside and hitting.
Zosumukaso.
And they will rise.
Zichino roba nepasi pe balcony.
And hit from under the balcony.
Zichino buda nekumusoro.
And protrude from the balcony there.
Zichisumudza.
And it will blast everything.
Nauti mweyeshina inenge chitika buda irovera ku roof ichidzoka pasi.
I want devils to hit on the roof and
yo yorovera pa floor yosumuka futi.
And rise and hit the roof.
Yorovera ku roof yorovera pasi.
And hit on the floor again.
Ikarova kumusoro irova pasi chirova svika yafa.
Until devils are finished.
Because hapana chiri kusara.
Because nothing is going to remain.
Kana wauya uchitova nemabayo.
If you actually feel inside pain.
Uchitomanzwa izvozvika.
And you are feeling the pain.
Ndonguva yacho yekutopora.
That's the time to be healed.
Hauchamanzwa futi.
You will not have them again.
Kana wanga uchirota uchidya nyama.
And you were dreaming eating.
Chiri kuperera pano.
To the end of it now.
I
want to instruct witchcraft.
Kuti isaiwe basa.
Spirit of witchcraft to be rendered useless.
Kapana chinhu chisina basa muroi.
If you want to know a useless person,
muroi
a witch,
ana basa rose.
A witch is powerless, useless.
Muroi ndochinhu chisina basa manje.
That's a powerless person.
Ime amaona achishanda usiku.
That's why they work in the night.
Vanhu varidzive vabva kubasa chaivo vazorora.
Iye ndomota.
Kushaiwa basa kuya.
You know, it's somebody who's just useless.
Mbe yavusiku hose. Hallelujah! Those are
I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, then you say, "I'm Taura is also just up our katsika." And in a bandirotika, bandagatika mushoko.
I am depending on the word and nothing else.
Vaga uraya chana ku South Africa ku. Chana chafa chitoko toko.
Some child was killed.
Mukadzi anga apfuura nguva yake yekubara.
The woman had gone beyond.
No, but ana mata ndikati iwe Satan bvisa maoko. The following day vabatsirwa.
And the woman gave birth.
Gare gare chimwana chiya chichiyamwa mukaka chango kosora pabuda mafuro chafa.
And that child then was.
In phone yangu yanga iri off. Ndikazvinzwa 5 days later.
I heard it 5 days later.
Kuti mwana afa.
That the child died.
No, but ndaenda ku funeral.
And I went to the funeral.
No, but ndatora ka little coffin guy.
And I took that little coffin.
Ndaiziva kuti pane abata bata.
Because I knew somebody was responsible.
Ndokubva ndajambira mu ndokujambira mugomba.
And I went into the grave.
Ndainzwa hasha.
I was really.
Ndikandora kurova bora rakaipa.
Righteous indignation.
Ndikati ndini ndinaro ikozvi.
And I said, I am the man in charge.
Ndini ndakaritsika.
I am the man in charge.
Ndeida kuti ndikarisumudza.
And I just want
to nobody ignore kuita sensingaridi.
And do it the, my way, my style.
Don't talk and not chest.
And take it, and control it my way.
Ndakapinda mugomba.
I went into the grave.
Ndobva ndabata coffin.
And I took that coffin.
Ndikati Heavenly Father.
Ndikati Ishe Samasimba.
Ndikuda kuti pari kuuya varoi usiku.
I want to. When the witches are coming
but
in the night,
kutora body
when is. They want to take this body,
vawane pane moto.
May they find fire here.
Ndokugadzika pasi.
And I put the coffin down.
Ndikatifutsirai.
Then I said, bury.
Ndokataenda kumba mbatara.
Then I went home and I slept.
Pakati peusiku ndikanzwa phone.
In the night I had
ndi baba vemwana wataviga.
The father of that
child. Baba nekamwana kamukasikana kati kurei.
He had another daughter, a bit grown up.
She can say, Daddy, panze, pane vanhu too.
And they say, Daddy, outside there's two people there.
Havana kupfeka.
They are undressed.
Vari kuti taenda kuda kuguva kunotora body.
They said, we went to check that body.
Tikaona kune moto.
And we found fire.
She can say, tauya.
We have come.
Kuzouraya iwewe.
Now we've come to kill you.
It's either you not join us.
Either you join us.
Can I talk
or we're killing you.
Sarudza zvaunoda.
Choose what you want.
Vavaroi vanovhundusira so.
They actually put
avazivo mweya yesvina.
It's devils, it's not them.
Tikangodzinga huroi munhu atonaka.
If you chase away the spirit of
hallelujah,
the person goes well.
My way, my way, my way, my way, my way, my way, my way. My way, sorry. Sorry, my ning is Derek. Sorry, my ning is Derek. Sorry, katatu. Zvikanzi vanhu vacho vatosvika pamotikari ndikadipai mwana efoni
ava vatosvika pamotikari.
When that child was saying they vatosvika pamotikari,
when the child was saying they are right by
the alarm of the car,
alarm of the motor,
it
triggered, it went off.
Ndichitozvinzwa pafoni
mwana ashuva
shuva vasvika shuva.
And I knew that they were really there.
Haakusvika vanombotry.
They really get there.
Vanozama
chai. They really try.
Yeah, vanozama chose.
They try.
Ndobva ndati baba.
And I said,
dirai moto.
Lord, bring down the fire.
Sekuru sekuru ndotsvatsviramo.
Then they would cry. We're burning and I would shout out, burn.
Ndikanzwa alarm yanyarara.
And the alarm went off.
Zvikanzi nemwana uya avaenda.
And then the child said, no, they're gone.
Unoziva zvakaitika mangwana acho baba acho pavakadrive motikari.
When the father was driving.
Chingobuda gate kuti fambe fambe.
When he left the gate.
Yakafa zvokuti paidiwa ma thousands of rands kugadzira.
That car actually just
chaiuraya hatizive.
And nobody knew.
Asi tinoziva pane akaibata usiku wapfuura.
But somebody was.
Vanhu vaya variko wena.
Those people are real.
Asi ndakazoona.
What I realized.
Munamato.
The power of prayer.
Unokunda zvose.
It overcomes everything.
Usavhunduka mwana waMwari.
Don't fear, child of God.
Usavhunduka mwana waMwari.
Don't fear, child of God.
Kana pane chakadzvarwa nevaroi mauri. Kana pane chakadzvarwa nevaroi mauri.
The witch has planted something in you.
Today it is
nasi chinoenda.
To be over.
Chinoenda.
It has got to be over now.
Chinofanira kupera.
Today.
Nasi.
Right now.
Iye zvino.
In this place.
Munzvimbo ino.
I challenge every spirit.
Ndirikubisidzana
nemwari wese.
Kubalkonuku.
Sunungurwa pane zviri kukunesa.
Just be delivered.
Mwari wedu ari pano.
The God, our God is right.
Hallelujah.
Here.
Hallelujah. Mwari wedu ari pano.
God is right here.
God is right here.
Ari pano mwari.
Ndoda kuti uzive.
I want you to know.
Kuti this is your day.
Kuti rino izwarako.
This is the time.
Ndongo yako.
We thank God.
Totenda mwari.
For the blueprint of the apostolic ministration.
Where shumiro yo apostola.
Our pastor is coming now.
Pastor varikuuya.
To stand on this platform and begin to pray. Be ready to be delivered.
So we want devils to let go of people now.
Those who remain for prayer, we meet on the second half. I know the time has moved. But I'm calling the pastor right now to take over. It was necessary that we speak these things. It's the only way we can overcome evil spirits. If we take shortcuts, then we're going to remain with trouble. But if we...